here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
Classify this by the crap.
What a juggalo. What a juggalo.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Like a machine.
What's going on here?
What's going on in here?
Brenda!
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give him a...
I know it.
I've been ultra-human.
What? Ultra-humongous penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of his head.
Wow.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was to tase me in my genitalia.
Going back is not nice.
How humiliating.
Pretty problem.
Shut up, all the pair. All the pair.
He had.
There's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter, he's a lover.
Was he holding the midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday. Followed over Mars.
Well, I don't get. They rained the air cold.
I'll be in tow.
I was the
fat.
Seek Siegel, often the expense of others.
No one knew the selfie before.
Surely enough to get a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at Lost Me Bag.
I'm
about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a puddle.
That weird little chewy guy.
Don't eat for employee of the month. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is this, Eva?
How you pronounce the word?
Chugamalumanekane, habaluhu kame. Goodbye to Texas, yes, University of Texas. Goodbye to urge, and why am I, Lord? To them, the old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to fight. Eyes of Texas is upon you, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell. Goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicka wigga boom, boom, chicka digga doo, da hugga doo doo. What in the world did that mean?
Number for everything. 866-62-Elliott-235-5468.
Hello, class.
Hello. Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Hey, how do I, for my little, pre-smoke or pre-show visit to the balcony. You had all kinds of activity. The new 7-Eleven, a building over, not the one around the corner, but the one ambulance.
Where is this new 7-Eleven?
So right next to us is the hotel.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's that little ramp that goes down to get, mm-hmm. get like, that strip center that, like, REI is in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right on that. So
I heard, like, police sirens are...
had to be what it was. Yeah. You had a fire truck, you had an ambulance, and then you had, like, I couldn't tell from the vanity, but you had, like, some kind of rescue vehicle. You had a gurney that was sitting...
At 7-Eleven.
Yeah, right on the corner. And then three cars. So we were trying to figure out what the hell was going on. It didn't look like people. I don't know that it was like a like. And then we turned on 5-0 radio, it's like a scanner, but it's an app. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we were listening to 5-0 radio, trying to figure out what was going on. But I have to assume if it was their people, wouldn't that just be the station right over there? That would be our guys.
Yeah.
Our guys.
Unless they were.
So they may have been out on another call.
Yeah.
Doing what they normally have to do, and that's going to the retirement home over around the corner.
It's not nice.
I feel like they're there a lot.
It's true.
I ring house.
So yeah, I guess I couldn't see the writing on, but they had the big old the big old hook and ladder, and I was like, man, what's that doing for me? So then I don't know. I couldn't see if they carried like a body out onto there was a body on the gurney. They put the gurney into the ambulance. The ambulance took off, and then I tried to as one of the cops were to wave. From the balcony stop, and I'd be able to like yell it on, but I don't think they saw me, or they just ignored me and just kept going. That could be an option too. But how do I find out what was going on? And there was no 5-0 radio. They're from somewhere around here, where there was somebody who was standing outside of their house yelling. Police showed up, and there was nothing there. 5-0 radio.
Drunk.
But they, yeah, probably. But the but you got to figure those guys are up now, right? Yeah, so they would be up, and I know they listen from time to. What a crap gig. You're just trying to sleep and get your night in. You know, you're working all night, and either you're going to the retirement home, and you know, that's just a pickup. It is. I did. Like, twice a week, they're over at that, because it's a, you know. Yeah. So they're over there a lot, and then, so I have no idea what was going on at the 7-Eleven, but
once in a while, you'll see them out, like, playing basketball. It's been over, you know, like, four o'clock.
So they're maybe they're back from a call.
They got backed in.
Yeah, sure. You know? Sure. For a little horse.
Yep.
If we're not feeling like going so long, maybe we play a little pig,
mm-hmm.
and get that idea what the, I want to know what. By the way, my biggest surprise.
Cops.
Very heavily. Very, very heavily. All right. So if I find out, I'll know what's going on. Can I tell you the other thing I got obsessed with all day yesterday?
What's that?
No matter what I was doing during my day, but not make myself, but it went to time. From the time afternoon, and Bert's been on a plane.
That is rough, and the evidence of that.
You think he's going
to... Well, it's like Tyler let us know last night. I guess did he put that on Periscope? He was drilling but tequila and soda?
So was that at the layover in Los Angeles?
No, I'm out.
It's before he even got on?
Yeah.
Holy crap. So he went Maui, Los Angeles, D.C.
Yep.
And he was tequila and soda in Hawaii.
He was tipsy in Hawaii. Being the bartender, he would serve this little boy. This little, at $3 more for a double, a little boy a favor. Just a little boy.
But everything I did, I had to get my hair cut yesterday.
Insane.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
And the, that's where you're supposed to.
She said, I was good at you.
Why, it doesn't look good?
No, it's, you
well,
got
of course
rid
it's
of
noticeable.
The,
I got rid of the bullet.
Yeah.
Why, it doesn't look bad?
No, not at all. You needed.
I can't get this thing done.
You needed to get rid of the mullet.
Starting to Jufro up a little bit. Yeah, no, it's nice now, right?
It wasn't even fro. It was just too long. I think you were trying hard.
No. It's fine. It's hair. It grows. And now it's gone, and it'll be fine. Does it, but it looks all right, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't very.
It's a boy's regular. Not much.
Thank you.
It's just shorter.
Yeah. You know what? And the nice people at Hair Extraordinaire is, they clip it up nice. No, so I was sitting there, and I was like, God damn, Bert's sitting on a plane right now. And then I was having dinner. God damn, Bert's still sitting on an entire Stanley Cup. Oh my God, Bert's still on a plane. I woke up a couple hours later and was like, holy F, Bert is still on a plane.
Sleep he was able to get.
I got to work and I was like, wow, I'm sitting here. Bert's on a plane. And now we're still on. Bert's still. What a long ass flight. Oh my God. You know what was good though is I watched this week's episodes of Trip Flight. See the ones from this week?
I did, yeah.
The one he did, the Wisconsin trip, and then he did Japan, mm-hmm. Son of a bitch.
The Japan
trip is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. How awesome does that water slide look in Wisconsin, though? Noah's Ark is the name of the park. Yep, Ark. Yep. From this ride called the Scorpion's Tail. Dude, how awesome does that look?
I've never been tunneled water slide before.
No, that's not true. I've been on, like, they'll cap the, like, a big turn so that people don't slop.
That's okay.
But that's just like a whole thing is enclosed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it definitely looked cool.
It looked, he was getting a lot of water flooding her Kajini like no one's business. Did that look awesome? I had never had a desire to go to, Wisconsin. I want to go to that. I want to go to Notre.
Go drink it in, by University of Wisconsin.
I would do that too, but I've got to go on that water park, and I also got to go. That looked awesome until that dude
snowmobiling
or on the lake. God. So anyway, Bird. I'm assuming his flight will land at some time, and he'll be here. That the other. What's wrong?
Is Allison bringing him, or does he have a car service?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
Car service.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, however he's getting here. Oh, that poor driver. Although Bird will just sleep in the car. And he'll have the tequila S's.
Some of his traffic.
Pack of IPAs for him, though.
Saw that.
Yeah, so he should be ready. The other thing was the other thing I wanted to mention, just so we're all clear. 1 hour and 2 minutes from now, I'm going to try to be very precise. So that'll be clock that I'm looking at hits them. You know what? I got a pair of tickets for the print show.
Oh, no S.
Yeah, so those tickets go on sale at noon through Live Nation. Live show is Sunday at the Warner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the clock that I'm looking at, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to hit 59 in 10 seconds, and then I'll give away. I got to make it on time. Do it at set your Prince song, or you'll get your Prince song 7. That's 7 when you hear some Prince tickets. That show's going to be unreal. I'm not going.
No.
But the...
Because I saw him at the Verizon Center with you that time.
Oh yeah, it was great.
But I did see him years before, at Constitution Hall.
Oh, that's small venue.
Fabulous.
Yeah, that's small. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah,
I saw him. Sounds like now we're trying to one up each other. I saw him play with you in New York. When what was that movie that came out? I can never say the name of it. Preda. Oh. No, Diane. The soundtrack, or he produced the soundtrack for a movie that was a complete bomb.
Like
Preda something, or it was like some runway thing. I have no idea. The movie was a bomb. It was a real movie.
Okay,
that's it. But he had the soundtrack, so they had, like they did, and like so. I went to the party. It was when I was living in New York because Prince was going to show up and play, and I played soundtrack. And it got to be about 1:30 in the morning, and people were like, "Screw it, he's not showing up." He popped on stage at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there were like 50 of us there.
Oh wow!
It was awesome. He ever sings a note of a song, just to watch that dude play is. So again, 1 hour from right now, tickets for you to go see Prince. The show is Sunday night. Tickets go on sale this afternoon at noon. Is when those tickets will go on. Then so we'll have a pair of tickets for you then. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We do have a ton of stuff that we got to get through today before Bert gets here. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Dave and Elliot's 4th of July rally at RFK. Join Dave Grohl and Elliot in the morning for an escorted charity motorcycle ride from D.C. Brow Brookhay Stadium. 20th anniversary blowout. You'll get a special rally and ride t-shirt, breakfast from celebrity chef Steve Menino of Chef Keg Music, and the Rock Dave and Elliot, complete with VIP parking. Rally and ride tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.com. Already going to the blowout? You still need a ticket to ride. Space is limited, so get them benefits the National Center for Children. And We Are Family DC. Dave and Elliot's ride to RFK. Get all the details at FaceTM Online. In the morning.
Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe.
But probably not. XL 102 commercial-free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a CD.
XL Alternative.
From the Nissan Center.
Richmond Interstate's problem-free right now. Secondary's looking good as well. On in Dinwiddie, 85 southbound paving operations have your left lane closed. Mile markers 54. And I'm Scott Barnett. Richmond Total Traffic.
This report is brought to you by Bivert Transportation.
EDOT asked that you be alert for construction crews this weekend on the I-64 bridge over Chaco Valley. Call 511 or use the VDOT 511 app for that.
It's the hot deals on Cool Wheels at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GM. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our Mile Pass Shortcut Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up Sprattos and Sierras, up to $3,000 off Equinox and Terrain, $5,000 off all Malibus. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $2,000 off Camaros, up to $6,000 off Acadias, up to $6,500 off new Enclaves. Heat up your some cold hard cash. Find new at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick Richmond, you too can be. All discounts based on MSRP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and $13.88 per 8,000 financed on credit.
Our new Sriracha Nacho Burrito is a mouth-altering experience with hot chili sauce, all-natural chicken, crushed tortilla chips, and exotic cotija cheese. Hurry into today for today. The Sriracha Nacho Fry, the Sriracha Nachos, Nacho Stack, or Bowl.
Only place to be for the big is West Broad Village for the Rock and Roll Summer Series. Kicking off this Saturday with NXS Tribute Band Kick at the pad next to a Loft Hotel. Visit shopwestbroadvillage.com.
Hot! 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 Flickies on your face. 80 degree full blast. Orders running down the credit of the crackier.
Advanced Window Tint Company at 5 Broad Street. They guarantee to eliminate 45 to 80% of your interior. Protect 99% fading and cracking your expensive leather interior. Don't worry, it's all legal.
The professionals at Advanced Window Tint are certified professional window tint company. Not aside, Advanced Window Tint has been given the Classic Dealer Award as number one tint shop 17 years in a row and took first place in the East Coast Tint Championship. Advanced guarantees the best price with a money-back guarantee and a lifetime nationwide warranty.
The smiles off their tent customers.
Advanced is at Staples Mill and Broad across.
Find them at advancedtent.com. 800-997-10. When they eat the mother, Advanced Tent is your entry. 997-T-I-N-T.
Be there for Food Truck Fest this Saturday. It starts at 5:30 with legendary dishes, authentic Greek fare, burgers, barbecue, and craft beer on tap. And the Kickers Pro Game tickets at richmondkickers.com.
New Odor Eaters Medic Maximum Strength Medication provides relation and controls odor and wet. Odor-activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itch. Odor Eaters Medic Odor stops the itch.
Hey, we're working on the new marketing campaign for our jewelry store. We're going to crush diamonds direct with this. Look, our...
Fantastic! Show me!
He bought his wife's anniversary gift here.
Yeah, what's that other part?
Hash Diamonds Direct.
What's the
hash one? This guy says his fiance loved the engagement ring she got here. See?
Oh, good. Another hash brown.
Hashtag, sir.
Hashtag, right. Could have gotten her a bigger diamond than Diamonds Direct. This is crazy. This tweet.
Don't take chances. If you want a ring, she'll post all over social media. Go to Diamonds Direct. Bigger, better quality diamonds for less. And all girls love to show off. Leo, Simon G, and me, and more. Diamonds Direct Diamond Importer.
Ooh, here's one. He says our store was the best.
Hashtag until I found Diamonds Direct.
Twit. You mean tweet.
These guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why it's insurance doctor.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
We have gathered here today to get through this thing called electric word life. It means fucking on time, but I'm here to tell you there's something else. Yeah, a world of never ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. I'm shrinking Beverly Hills. You know the one we all like.
Two minutes from now, you will get your print.
When my clock says 7, we'll play 7 in the day.
Keep in mind, those tickets go on sale.
So it says right here, tickets on sale Thursday, noon local time. Warner Theater on sale today. And Haley, have you ever seen Purple Rain?
Oh, my.
What? God. You ever seen Purple Rain? Do you be it? Do you know Prince is? Okay, good. Wow.
Do you know who Apollo?
By the way, best scene in that movie, Apollonia home, and they're going to. I'm getting ready to spoil something for you, Kaylee. But he's getting, I think Darling Nikki's playing. Great song. That was one of my goals, was to have sex to Darling.
Cool.
I checked that off the list. Anyway.
Recently.
When he.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it either? Oh, my God.
That should
Tyler
be the
Molnar.
After doing the Pee-wee thing.
Oh, my. You know what? We should. How have you not seen Purple Rain? You'll agree with that. One of the greatest musicians and entertainers of all time.
Oh, yeah. I know his music inside and out.
Yeah. So he's got Apollonia. And he takes her home on the... it's from the movie, by the way, Tyler. I know you didn't see it. But, Diane...
You know what year it came out?
Say what?
You know what year it came out?
I have 83, maybe?
1984.
Wow. Mom, take me in a baby carrier.
Uh-huh. I was 2.
I think it was the Mommy and Me showing that I went to. So, Apple laying on the bed, Diane... Do you remember the scene? Do you remember, like, she's laying on her back, and her legs are up, it splits them like a V? Oh, it's so hot. That is so hot. And then his old man comes home, he's all pissed off and yelling
and
at him.
Drinking and throwing a bottle from his head.
Oh, God. Let's just shut everything down and go have a viewing of Purple Rain. God, what a... And then you got, oh my God, it was so good. It was so good. What was more stated in the Times 2 songs? It was,
Love. And the Bird.
The Bird, that's right. Maurice, get me my mirror.
Now, Jerome.
Yes. Oh, no, whatever, Diane. Hey, I was 2.
Well, I probably have seen it more recently.
I can't tell you the last time. Vince, handicapped Vince, very, very hot for, I can't remember if it was Wendy or Lisa, and when they came through Houston one time to go to the hotel, close now the home of Joel Osteen, and they kept trying to throw everything because they didn't want people loitering, waiting for the Revolution to come back. Prince did not, but we knew that's where the Revolution wanted to meet. I can't remember if it was Wendy or Lisa. He was hot for one of them. Because remember, Wendy, yes, Lisa, is the bath ready? That's probably wrong.
He gets the water.
The water. And I was 2. Mm-hmm. They would go to sweep out the lobby. Vince would put on a big scene and go reaching. He brought his crutches with him. Didn't need them, but he brought his crutches with him. So we got to stay in the lobby, and then we suddenly walk by. They did not touch them walk by. It was very, very Vince. That was great. Oh, man. Oh, I'm so excited for the show that I'm not going to. All right, so 7 o'clock. You hear 7. When you hear 7 at 7, you'll get your Prince tickets. And again, those tickets will go on sale at noon today. The show is Sunday. Theater. A lot of other stuff. Don't forget, tomorrow we give away our grand prize trip to Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. That'll take weekends. Yes. Down in Austin City. Great city. And we'll do the grand prize winner, so you'll qualify today and tomorrow. So we still have 2 chances for you to qualify. Then we'll have our 5 qualifiers. One of you 5 ends up winning the grand prize trip that we give away tomorrow for you to see Chris Cornell in a couple hours. So we got a ton of stuff that we got to get through today. So Diane, please.
So they are starting to, they believe, possibly close in on those 2 upstate New York. They have shut highway as the search for those 2 convicted killers who escaped from the Max 6 days ago.
6 days?
Yeah. They are warning people along the highway in Katyville, from the town where the prison were located, to stay indoors. They were telling people to make sure they had their porch lights on. Any suspicious activity around their residences, 48-year-old Richard Matt and 34-year-old David Sweat are the 2. They set up some 50 digital shows and other information in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. Enforcement officials, they weren't saying a whole lot as
right.
to...
So that one road is shut down, mm-hmm. close to East. Done in Willsboro. I mean, yeah. In terms of it being a line of cops walking through every inch. But they did, like you said, street by the prison, or close to the prison, I should say, where they're going through there. I know they're going to campgrounds and going tent to tent to tent to tent, looking to see if they can find them. the Tilly, or whatever his name is, her going like, oh, she is just a sex-crazed woman. She'll do anything for sex. You know who I don't get, though? There is one guy tonight, and he did the whole push on your Adam's apple so you can talk and nobody will know. Talking about how well he knows him.
Wasn't he one of the, like, a prior associate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he the guy that testified against him?
I think so.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to know, and he did say in report, dude, he knows exactly who you are. Yeah. Why are you on TV talking about this guy's crazy? Tell anybody. He shows no remorse, no respect for any kind of human life. He'll do whatever it takes to get what he wants and to kill it. I'm like, dude. Anyway, after that, he dismembered somebody that he killed. Why are you on TV doing an interview? Unless he must have got paid. And then I'm sure, like Lester Holt said, just push on your Adam's apple. You'll be good. He won't know it, too. Why are you the guy? Isn't it hard to believe, though? It's been 6 days.
He said, even though we've got
a long time to be out.
There appears to be this, you know, major concentration that's about 5 miles away from the prison. They said that they're not discounting earlier reports that they may have ended up in Vermont or still
right,
in
Blaine, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the Washington area, a sealed search warrant, yes, more in the murders of the Savopoulos family and their housekeeper in Upper Northwest Washington. According to the Savopoulos, was found room on the upper level of the home with apparent trauma to the rear of his head. There was also discovery of a baseball bat that appeared to have blood on it.
Blood all over it.
His wife, Amy, was also in the same room with lacerations about her head. Their 10-year-old was in another bedroom suffering from severe fire damage to his body. At this point, Darren Wendt, the only suspect charged, still trying to follow up on a footprint that was on the door that showed an apparent sign of a break-in. Tanya Slayton faced charge that she concealed a dead body and was being held without jail in Hampton, Virginia. This all goes back to Saturday when her leaving her apartment complex about 6:30, and then nearly 2 hours later, a Virginia State Trooper pulled her over. So after they started to go through and make the documentation for the expired tags, then there was a vehicle trooper discovered a black trash bag in the trunk with a strong odor of what was described as rotting flesh coming
from
the
bag. Dude, there was a body in the bag.
Yeah. Apparently she had top of it, and the scene that was noticed by the trooper behind the driver said that she had spilled some bleach. So this is all part of the indictment against her. Apparently she has been in trouble before. If you go back about this, police say that she fired at least 4 shots through her front door and did serve time for that. Apparently, that was when he tried to break up with her. She was on a 15-year sentence for shooting into an occupied dwelling.
Have they said who the person is in the bag?
They obviously believe it's somehow.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Oi.
President Obama ordering up 4 American troops to fight against ISIS. The first objective, to win back the city of Ramadi that ISIS captured last month. U.S. military, a 5th training site in Iraq, this one in Anbar province, that'll be dedicated to train officials there and into the Iraqi army. Additional troops joining the 3,100 that are already there, trainers, but they maintain they will not have a combat role. It's specifically
it's a kind of a supervisory type training. The other fun report that came out about ISIS yesterday was they believe that they've gathered enough material to mass destruction.
A nice story now. A teacher sold a 25-year-old toy collection he had after hearing he wanted to afford a special disabled son. 4-year-old Logan Roninger has never walked before. He has spinal muscle, and he was diagnosed with that when he was 8 months. His muscle strength grown. Logan's mom saying that she and her husband then want to take more, but with him getting a current wheelchair, they said it's getting more and more difficult. So a lot of schools and kids bringing in, you know, speecher. But there was a teacher at a local high school who decided to 100 toys that he had bought a lot of years from fast food restaurants on eBay. Just those little things that show up, and
right,
most of them not very valuable. More rare ones could get you, you know, 30, maybe 60 bucks at an eBay auction. Hearing about the family's plight, started the collection again some 20 years ago, and they've got a bunch of items that are
continuing.
Wait,
so this guy's had this toy collection for 25 years?
Yeah.
And he's selling it, or he sold it?
They're still, at this point, it's up to about. So they're hopeful that with the press that it's getting.
Right, that people will kick nice.
Even if they're not.
The story I saw yesterday.
Which one are you talking
about? Yeah, I'll
get
into that later.
All right. Problems. County police in Virginia looking for whoever it was who was neighborhood street on Saturday masturbating in public. This happened in the 1800 block of Wilson Boulevard in Portland area just before noon in broad daylight. But I guess by the time police arrived at the scene, they were unable to apprehend him. And it's from the Fairfax system, specifically for the kids who go to Herndon High School. Stop getting frustrated. Not even that. It's like they're ordering food.
Right.
It's ordering food, and then it's for the office workers because they're trying to make change. And do you have change for a five? I need to tip this. And it's gotten out of hand.
Okay, it's funny.
According to the Fairfax County School Board, if we receive student orders, our main office staff is going to deny students. Students receive orders, and anything, they are going to get detention.
Right.
Exactly. Also today, Gwyneth Paltrow has plans for her summer. She is reportedly big summer vacation plan to introduce her kids, Brad Falchuk, the guy who's behind Glee for a while.
Right.
And want all of them to go on a big vacation together.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, we knew that they have a very amicable separation.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It is at this point. She's her ex-husband to be there. They're a proper bonding experience with the kids. The plan is to spend a week together in Hawaii.
Miserable. No, and I know people do it. I know families do it. There is no way in hell. If Jackie and I ever splationing with her.
You know who's dreading it? I'm just like, oh, for God's sake. I'm real busy this summer.
Yesterday in like short blue jean shorts. Look good. Look really good. Hey, what was the update? Sorry, I'm interrupting myself. What was the big fappening update yesterday?
Oh, I guess were they able to a house in Chicago? They believe that's where the
hacking
started.
There wasn't like a new like batch of pictures or anything that came out.
Unless there were.
Never mind that.
They did seize a bunch of computers from Chicago that they believe is
that was fappening central.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. going to show off his patriotic side on the track during Friday, revealing a special paint scheme 8 for the race. Coke Zero 400. You can see it.
Firecracker 400.
That's true. Jonathan Toews, Brandon Seahawks last night as Chicago beat Tampa Bay to even the Stanley Cup Finals at 2-2. Game 5 is tonight.
Did you watch it all last night?
I did not.
Just do me a favor. Oh, they're back in Tampa. Did you watch last night?
No.
It's so, and I've mentioned it 10 million times. To see and hear the national anthem at the United Center in Central is one of the greatest moments. It's so good, and it was so loud. It's getting to watch that. The game was pretty good. There were a lot of good hitting going on last night. But, man, that national anthem is so good.
Tonight, game 4 of the England with the Cavaliers with hosting Golden 2-1 series. Ed Chargers have announced that they're going to retire LaDainian Tomlinson's number 21 jersey and put him into their Hall of Fame. That'll come during their game November 22nd. Against the Kansas City Chiefs. Baseball, Denard Span single-homed Tyler Lee's. They are now in Milwaukee for a four-game set against the Brewers that is going to start later on tonight. The Orioles over Nelson Cruz out of Seattle, back spasms. He's leading home runs. They have also put out the list, Forbes did, of the highest-paid athletes for this year.
Oh, it's got to be Pacquiao. Pacquiao.
That's your one and two because of the fight. Floyd Mayweather, $300 million this year. Now, this does salary and endorsements.
Right. Nothing in endorsements, though.
Yeah. Manny Pacquiao at $160 million. You're going to drop a little for Cristiano Ronaldo from the World, $80 million. Messi is like $74
million. Oh, well, boy.
Not much.
$6 million.
Then Roger Federer.
Wait, Messi may have that number change a little bit.
I was going to say, but the kid on him, he's got like some tax case or something he's up on?
His dad set up sketchy companies to avoid taxes, and some of it was done while Messi was a minor, but then things were ratified, not a minor, so Messi signed them.
Oh, so it's like a whole tax sheltering case?
He linked to it, saying he had knowledge in this stuff.
Oh, boy. All right, down a little bit.
So, well, to the latest
right
from
now,
Forbes.
He's fourth.
He's fourth.
Yeah, that'll drop.
And that's, well, he could actually go higher. Because that's
true.
He can go up. Then, but are you gonna count pet like this thing? That would not.
Wait a minute.
Down.
He's going to jail.
He's facing jail.
He's not gonna go.
Maybe his dad will.
Wait, did you say Federer is number 5?
Yes.
Right on.
At $67 million. Then
$7 million last year.
Then LeBron.
Right.
Then Kevin Durant.
Right.
Then Phil Mickelson.
Ooh.
Almost 51.
Oh, don't make a face, Kaylee. Whatever. You hater.
Tigers at 50.6 and 49.5.
Hey, just that, do they break down winnings and salary versus endorsements?
Yes.
How much did you say Tiger made?
Tiger is at 50.6.
By the way, I don't feel the way I... how much of Tiger... $50.6 million. How much...
50.
Wow.
0.6.
The 0.6 winnings. Is what his winnings are. God damn, this he had a horrible year.
Yes. Highest paid NFLer on the list at 11th place. That's Ben.
Is it really?
48.9.
Wow, go Big Ben.
He was at 16 with 38.6. J.J. Watt makes more than I thought he would.
Oh, no. Well, J.J. Watt just signed a massive contract.
Well, yeah, because his salary is $7 million for endorsements for him, but he's still at like $27.
That's going to keep going up, too.
$1 million. He's over like Peyton Manning.
The NFL.
Yeah. That is a look at news and sports.
Right now, your choice, Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer or Select Bug-Begon Insect Killer for Hate. So, let's fight for 100 types of insects, including ants and spiders, and keep them out of the backyard house for 3 full months. Your choice, Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer or Select Bug-Begon Insect Killer for Lawns, just $6.88. The Home Depot. More doing. All supplies last.
I'm a smoker, and I just found out that I can earn extra cash by participating in Consumer Opinion Center. It's easy.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is smokers between the ages of 21 to 54 that smoke wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in June. You could earn up to $150, and now register with ConsumerOpinionCenter.com.
You could use extra cash with the Consumer Opinion Center.
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? I don't think that it hurts. On an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day.
It's Elliot in the Morning. Quick reminder, time winners. You'll hear 7 at 7. Get your Prince tickets. They go on sale at noon today. Show is Sunday. I love that. On sale Thursday. Show is Sunday. I love that. I'll have Prince tickets for you in a half. So first time winners. Call me right now. I'll give you tickets. Third Eye Blind and Dash. That show comes up next night. You call me right now. Pair of ticket 6 to Elliot. 866-235-5468.
Like a tornado girl.
Elliot in the Morning. XL102.
We are the interstates right now. No accidents, stalls, or delays. Secondaries in good shape as well. Has both directions closed between 8th Street. I'm Scott Barnett, Richmond.
Get ready for Blue Oval Mania in Invades Virginia Motorsports Park. Saturday and Sunday, June 13th and 14th. See the fastest Fords in the country run flat out all weekend. All this day in the world's fastest wheel flat quarter mile on the back tires. Cruise down the car show. Nostalgia and new generation. Fun Ford Weekend at Motorsports Park. Saturday and Sunday, June 13th and 14th. Take advantage of the Ford Bonus full event ticket with the purchase of buy, sell, trade at the Ford Swap Meet and Car Corral. Call 804-862 for schedule and ticket details. That's 862-3174. Or check out virginiamotorsports.com. Swap meets, car corral, car crowd, car show, and Ford Nation invades Virginia Motorsports Park June 13th and 14th for fun Ford Power
Rock. In full swing at Capitol Ale House. Summer beers from Virginia's favorite craft brewer. I'm outside on Cap Ale Scenic. The kitchen is open late every night until 1 a.m. Spend the summer at Capitol Ale House. Downtown is Lothian. More at Capitol Ale House.
Welcome to AutoZone. What is it? Well, AutoZone is the best place for thousands of brand name selection of chemical and functional fluids and friendly, helpful advice if you need it.
Help and advice satisfactory. We require course correction. We see what's next.
Stay cool on your summer road trip and save $5 on a 20-ounce can of AC Pro Premium refrigerant with hose and gauge. Restrictions and details. AutoZone.
Listen up, Richmond teens. StompOutBullying.org needs teen leaders 13 to 24 years of bullying. Are you with us? Have excellent grades? Are you a born leader? Want to make a difference in your school and community? Join Stomp Out Bullying, Stony Point Fashion Park, iHeartMedia. To help in more about becoming a teen ambassador, .org. That's StompOutBullying.org. Application deadline is June 30th. Visit us online today.
If you're a member of Navy Federal Credit, you'd like to have a financial institution that cares about you and your family. So,
Why not through the end of June? When you refer a member, you'll both get a cash bonus if they qualify and join. We're always striving to share more about them and their financial future. So share the good news with someone you care about. Visit NavyFederal.org/refer for
one of the armed forces, the DO Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Gear up for summer driving season Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care and save $100 to $500, $100 or more. Visit.com or see store for full. Ellen, June 11th through June 14th.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Sandwich.
Who's there?
A sandwich, silly. I told you already.
Get two croissants for $1 only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Only the Home Depot has the Weber Spirit 2-burner grill with gourmet barbecue system for just $3.99. It features a grill helping burgers to pouring without ever leaving the backyard. And with Siebel, it'll take you where for. Not at this price. Let's do this. The Weber Spirit grill with gourmet barbecue system, just $3.99. And oh no, more saving, more dental U.S. only.
It's in the morning.
Breathe, luck, breathe in so deep. This air is blessed. You share me this night. Wild, so low, calm, and these hearts lay from self-control. Your legs are sway, graze mine. We're doing nothing at all. Why don't you kiss my kill me? Laying twines here, covered. I'm here from all of the stupidness. Hey, did you get some? Man, I can go on. Stay quiet, stay low. So we can get some.
To annoy you, I just want 24 out your Prince tickets. Yes, yes, yes. Can't go on Sunday. Don't clog up everything. But you have some time. I'm reminding you. All right, now I need some first time winners, please. 866-2-Elliot. 866-6-235. Let me go to Lonnie in the morning.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Great. How are you?
I am doing. What you end up doing last night?
Just sat on the couch and played video games, honestly.
Oh, dude, what are you in right now?
Okay.
Oh, all right. No problems there. No problems. You didn't watch the game last night?
I'm pulling for the Lightning.
There you go. I am too. I really want them to pull it out. But I'll tell you what, when the Tays and Patrick Kane start with it, it is to stop them. It is hard to stop them at all.
Anyway, they're hanging in there.
Yeah, no. Listen, they'll have a chance. It's a series tied into Tampa on Saturday night is game. Listen, I got tickets for you. I blind dashboard confessional. That show is next Wednesday night. So if you hold tight, Kaylee needs to get some info. You enjoyed the show, all right, dude?
Awesome, thanks, man.
You got it, brother. Hold tight once on the line. One. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who are you?
Ah, awesome. My name is Kim. I'm Kim.
Hey, Kim. Last night?
I'm 8 because I work in restaurant management, and I was up at 5, so.
Yeah.
I actually work at Harryfield.
Shut up. Do you really?
I just started.
You just started?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's very nice. I've been in there a lot.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, that place is great. Hey, Rick, can I ask you a question? I was doing the news that that wasn't as nice as the guy who's auctioning off his 25-year toy collection. And I don't know, story. There's a teacher in it's Alameda, California, who was giving her sophomores extra credit. If they could see something very, very, and if they could bring that in, they would get extra credit in the class. Now, I'll tell you before I get to what she was having them take pictures of, when she got caught, that was a joke. I didn't think anybody was going to do it, except students that did do it. But she wanted the teacher, or the teacher rather, wanted the students to go home and take a selfie with their mom's side.
I was kidding.
Could you imagine?
Jesus.
That's messed up.
And offering extra credit.
Yeah, you got extra. Parents are pissed off, obviously.
They're just like posing with it?
They were sent home. The teacher was sent home. By the way, the teacher is... So send the kids home. They got an extra credit assignment of finding sex toys and parents' private drawers and then taking a selfie with what they found. So a couple of it, and then they brought it to counselor, and it started a whole deal. And obviously, then there was a woman the whole thing. Did you know, though, can I ask you this? Like, in 10th grade, and I did not have a very normal upbringing, although I guarantee you mom had sex toys. But in 10th grade...
Yeah. I mean, with talking with your friends, I would think so.
In 10th...
Especially 10th graders now.
10th grade, you know what vibrators and dildos are?
Absolutely.
Like, you
were a sophomore in high school?
Nobody, if you're a sophomore...
But you've definitely seen them.
Oh.
Yes.
Like in a magazine, not in person. Oh, okay.
Well, in person, maybe.
No, no way.
Absolutely, sir.
I don't feel like any of the girls in 10th grade that I was with knew all of, like you would date, though. And you kind of knew what it was.
Right. So
you tell somebody.
So you know what it is.
Yeah. Do you really, though?
You get the general idea.
Do you know, in 10th grade, do you know if your parents have them?
You're horrified, so quick to tell people.
So if you're Diane.
But you would know what it is. Hold on it, or we're searching for it.
You would know.
You would know, yeah.
I guess I would know. Yeah, I would know.
Treating it like as a
10th
grade?
Yeah. Although, I don't think when I was in a sophomore.
You'd still know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
Wouldn't you have seen one in a magazine by then?
Yeah, the thing that I can think of is that you definitely would have seen one like in like nudie magazines.
Right.
Yeah, I guess from that standpoint, yeah. But I don't know that you would have seen one in person though. Although somewhere in person.
Maybe in video.
No, but I mean like in
oh, so not like, in action.
Yeah,
you mean like you handled it.
Literally, if you're touching it, but like it's right there presented in front of you.
I had not.
Yeah, no, I don't think you had. Like, if you're in 10th grade, you don't own one, do you?
I would think not.
Like, that's young to own. You didn't own a vibrator when you were 10.
It's funny to say
or
that.
10? 10th grade. 10th
no,
grade.
No and no.
It's funny in 10th grade. 10th grade have sex. For a vibrator.
Yeah.
You can have sex. But come on. Your age.
Can I ask you this? If your friends in 10th grade was like, oh, yeah, is she slutty? Or you like, oh, you're so progressive.
Probably slutty.
Really?
Yeah.
Kaylee. You didn't have one in 10th grade? I said, did you have one in 10th grade? No. Did any of your girlfriends have them in 10th grade? You're not telling your friends. But Tyler's right. Why is that? Why is that
There's
bad?
A stigma to it. That's something that people would say, well, go, exactly, go to your boyfriend.
Not everybody wants to have sex in 10th grade. Well, let me rephrase that. Not everybody is having sex when they're in 10th grade.
Okay.
And I'll back that up. There are some people that are like sex in 10th grade.
I would venture that before a girl has a vibrator.
She absolutely. If you would have searched your house in 10th grade, do you think you would have found one?
No.
Big Pearl was rocking the rabbit or something. Kaylee, if you would have done a search of the house. This is awkward because I know Kaylee's mom's at least listening. To the house, do you think you would have found a vibrator?
Do you not know she's listening? What did she say? What I thought she said?
I would assume so.
I thought she said that.
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate you not lying.
She's texting you right now. I would have preferred you would have said no.
It's not a vibrator. Would you have taken a picture with it for extra credit? school, that's the only way you're going to get extra credit.
Right on that, right on that teetering point, like a B and an A.
I could definitely bump you up to a 92. Right now, you're sitting at an 89. I'll bump you up to a 92 if you come in with Pearl's vibrator. Do you imagine, though? No. How do you stand vibrator to tell him, go home, take a picture with a vibrator?
How do you hook up with a 10th grader as a teacher? I mean, people...
No, I can't defend that, obviously. I get that more than this.
You're a reasonable person.
Right, it's victimless. Nobody's really getting hurt. It's just a picture of you and a sex toy. But even if you thought that you can't stand in front of home and take a picture with a vibrator, at least if you're hooking up with a student, you think that it's just between them. Not standing up in front of a classroom with it and making an announcement, go home and find mother with it.
They said that there was one kid who actually did it.
There was a couple of kids who actually
did it. I thought it was just one.
No, there was a couple of them.
Because I guess the first one was actually kind of like the class example, like, well, here's what I'm looking for.
Right, and by the way, they're fighting now. Like, obviously the teacher's been from the parents down, but they're arguing that, where's my extra credit? I did what I was supposed to do. My fault that you guys got mad at the teacher, and my mom's mad, and everybody else is mad, and everybody knows that my mom got a vibrator. But still, she's like, it, please.
Susan's daughter ordered one off Amazon in ninth grade.
Ninth grade vibe!
It's a change of opinion. And a lot of people, I don't remember this, but a lot of people are saying that Spencer sold them.
No way.
I mean, think about it. You can go to a vibrator these days.
Neck massager. It's a body
massager. They sell vibrators.
Yes, vibrators.
Not things that you use.
You're thinking about
like Harry Potter broomstick.
Right.
I mean, they are vibrators.
Yeah, no, they're vibrators.
But I'm Spencer ever selling vibrators.
No, I was busy stealing them for Mother's Day gifts. I don't remember them. But if you're a ninth grader or a tenth grader, if you walk into CVS, they won't sell that to you. Do you have to be a certain age?
No. You can buy condoms. You buy something that not having sex.
So you a year old can walk into CVS and buy a vibrator?
Yes. They're not lying.
Sure, but they got to be behind a counter, aren't they?
No. Right near condoms.
Yeah.
The condoms are in a regular aisle.
Yeah.
No way, really?
They're in a regular aisle?
They're like the ones produced by Rex. They're not rabbits.
Yeah, right. It's not the rabbit and all the pearls that spin around. Those are awesome.
End cap.
Yeah. The beer pong one.
Kim, hold tight 1 second for me. Let me get you your Third Eye Blinded Dashboard Confessional, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Hold tight. 9-8. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Randy. I actually wear Spencer gifts.
And did you vibrators there?
Dude, when they started getting them in, it came in all the time looking for
Spencer's
adults,
is also.
It didn't matter.
Would you guys sell them to, like, a teenage girl?
Your discretion, but most of the time, you're not allowed to card anybody. You know, there's a sign on the front door that says you got to, you know, enter at your own risk, pretty much. Carding somebody was frowned upon because you didn't want to offend anybody, but, yeah, you just can figure out, like, all right, am I supposed to sell it to this person or just whatever?
Oh, my God, how do they have the fuck thing at Spencer's? Jeez. Dude, they don't just have vibrators. They've got, like, vibrators.
Yeah, oh, we used to have contests to see how many rabbits we would sell in a week.
You ring the bell.
It looks like the Adam and Eve
you, dude.
Online
it does,
marketplace.
Doesn't it? Dude.
Yeah, here's all the CVS.
Right.
In the search box for Find It, it says W is the letter R, LKN, the number.
What are you looking for?
It might as well say, you're too old for the site.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 2? In the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Alan, man. What's going on?
Dude?
Yeah, I was going to say, your gifts are right there. And where I live at near Winchester, Virginia, man, next door to that kid's high school.
Hey, so let me ask you this. Is it, like, and yeah, I'm a couple years out of high school. Does everyone have a vibrator now?
I know by the time I was in tenth, I had bought one with my boyfriend around.
Dude, that is awesome!
Of course, I did once for my people, so by the time I was in tenth grade, you know, I was like 17.
My parents held me back a year. I did not fail.
So the summer birthday.
So but in 10th grade...
I would imagine everybody's seen one at least.
Yeah, that I'm willing to accept. But you're telling me in 10th grade, you and your girlfriend bought one to use together?
Oh, most definitely.
Diane, will you...
After you guys had sex?
Great. Had you guys already had sex, like real sex?
Yes.
So you had real sex first, and then you went and bought a vibe?
Yes.
Dude, good for you.
Man, yeah, it was definitely a good time.
Sweet. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
So everybody in high school now has...
Joshua bought his girlfriend Spencer's.
What grade?
I'm assuming high school. Although I'll tweet.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You don't want me to read it?
I do.
Let's see. It's 8th grade. Middle school. Oh. 8th class had a vibrator fall out of her purse. The boys in the class started throwing it around like a... She switched schools next...
If it's bad, you can switch schools. Why?
Hey, so would that be, like, if I were going to somebody's, like, high school graduation, is that a bad gift to get them?
For a graduation gift?
It's great. It's probably due for an upgrade.
App and tassel on the end.
Oh, that's good thinking, right there on the end of the old hand massage.
Gift card with a wink.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 4? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Elliot. So, in an academy class. Where a bunch of kids from all different types of high schools were put in one school for a certain class, and
right.
We had a secret.
Right.
So I assumed everyone knew what a vibrator dildo was, and my Secret Santa person was stuck up, prissy girl who just so of course for Secret Santa. And in the middle of the she opened it, obviously, I'd never seen one before. She freaked out, and the teacher was so shocked that she just. Left the class, and we didn't see her for the rest of the period. It was fantastic. The best part of the entire story, I wasn't the only one from my school, from my base high school,
right.
Who was in the class with me, and we go to pick up the vibrator after school one day, into the sex store off of Route 7, because there used to be one over around Tyson's, was walking out. Not only do we have the greatest gift to give to this
true
story to tell the entire class.
Can you imagine?
It was fantastic.
Can you imagine?
What would you think it was if you had no idea?
Wait, if I'm...
And you actually, sorry, you've seen him in magazines or on...
Like some kind of...
She had no idea what it was.
Yeah, no, like, but that's what Tyler's like saying. If you had some no, I think he would.
Oh, the one that has all the different colors.
It's something that Kaylee would use.
No, I think he would think it was like some kind of like remote control toy.
That's pretty accurate.
No, like you would think it's like a remote control toy,
but for children.
What, like
you're not saying toy as in something like toy.
Yeah, that weren't familiar with.
Oh, it's a fucking bop.
I think novelty pen is big koosh ball of pink.
Would you be mortified if you saw your mom walking out of a sex shop?
Mom, of course.
See, I wouldn't be mortified. I would just be like...
Yes, you would?
I wouldn't. I'd be obviously.
What, like now?
Oh, back then?
Are you saying...
Even back in 10th grade, I would have... That wouldn't have surprised me.
I would have switched schools.
Surprise me. It's me.
You didn't surprise. She said, like...
No. Yeah.
Friends. It's not like you're by yourself.
It's not like my friends didn't know that my mom was only 4 nights a week and that some guy lived in front of my house in a car.
For you.
Don't
really work.
That's what I mean. Like, mine was... Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 8? 8?
Hey, man, I got something way worse than seeing your mom walk out of a toy store.
Go ahead.
She bought me a picture of toy.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. How did your mom send you a picture of her using a second?
This was like 2 years ago. I was at work one day, randomly got a picture. And she,
Did you ever say anything to the wrong person?
No. He called my sister, my older sister, and I was like, you know, message, and I knew to me. So she was like, just delete it. Don't say anything. Maybe she'll forgive us, you know, whatever. I don't know anything about it. It's been a couple years.
Said word one to your mom.
Never mentioned it.
Whoa. Would she flip out?
She'd be
five. Amazing? Or is it completely out of character?
That's a good question.
Completely out of character. I think it was intended. Like, my parents had been separated for, like, 4 years now.
Right.
So this was maybe, like, 3 years ago. We intended to go to my dad.
Oh, damn.
As I have no, from what I remember of the text, yeah.
Call her right now and tell her that you got that picture?
Absolutely not.
Damn it.
Does he have, like, a unisex name?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
That mistake. I'm saying, like, in the context.
People accidentally send text messages.
Can your name go both ways?
Say what? Hunter.
Hunter.
Oh.
I thought you said that.
People accidentally send
I realize that, but I'm trying to pinpoint the mistake.
Can I ask you this? Were you completely nauseous?
Oh, absolutely. I was just kind of I had to sit down for, like, an hour.
All right, it's one.com.
No.
All right, man, I got to go to work.
All right, dude, I'll talk to you later. Let me grab line four real quick. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Wait. Yeah, hi, real quick. Who's this?
Hey, I just want to let you know, when I was in my junior year in high school, me and my girl random date, we go back to her bedroom, and there's a little present on her bed.
Wait, I got to hit pause for one second. Did you say you and your girlfriend were...
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
My high school. And I would go back to her bedroom, and there's a little present on her bed, and there's a condom mini ring vibrator. Come to find out, her parents were trying to keep us together because I've been talking about splitting up with her parents and bought that for us.
Probably holes in that condom.
I was excited and shocked at the same time.
Holy crap. There's another case where I...
Yeah, it was easy, but I also grew up in Easley, South Carolina, so...
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
I think her parents were...
You guys use it, though?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, all right. Listen, well, you don't want to waste a gift.
Exactly.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You. To you later. Oh, went on time.
You did.
7 o'clock. Nailed it. With an intellect and a sense that while no one in the whole universe will ever compare to me, I am yours, you are mine, and together we love through all space and time, so don't cry, one day we'll die. Right now the Prince tickets are yours, 866 to Elliot. 866-X-5468. Take it till noon today. The today show is... 4-7 and we'll fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all. With an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now. You are mine and together we love through all. Space and love, don't cry. One day. And I saw an angel come to me, and she holds the very key. Words of peace. And in the distance, an army's marching feet. Behold, you watch them. That we speak not of love, only blasphemy. Distance, six others, we'll king. That's alright, I with them fall. You are mine and together we'll
in the morning. This is XL 102 after Elliot. Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
Accident delay and stall free on the interstate, second shape as well. Bridge replacement estimate at Hoosiers. River Road closed just west of Gaskins Road and both directions of Lee between 8th and 4th Street. I'm Scott Barnett, Richmond Total Traffic.
Onandi graduated with a degree in computer and information concentration and web development from
ECPI was the best decision I ever made.
Like Onandi, you could earn your degree in as 4 years or less. Go to East Explore Web Development or other degrees in technology, business, health science, nursing, criminal justice. Go to ECPI. CPI.E, the best decision you ever made. For more information on this program's success, cost, and other important, cpe.edu/fastfacts. Verification.
Switch to MetroPCS today and get a free 4G LTE smartphone. Leon LTE, sales tax not included. And since you'll keep your old phone number, you won't run the risk of inheriting some number previously used for Nope, just a brand new smartphone for free on the best nationwide mobile network. Right now at MetroPCS.
Limited time offer. Price after is currently on the T-Mobile network. Prices double everywhere. See store or MetroPCS.com for details and terms and conditions.
The new Wyndham Rewards 15,000 points earned 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. Wyndham Rewards magic. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
You have a budget in mind for an engagement. Well, what if you can get her a bigger mine and come in under budget? Welcome to Diamonds Direct.
It's very gratifying to everyone here when you want just what you're looking for to spend.
That's Suzanne Stewart, a direct who says it happens every day.
One of two things happens. People usually come into the store. They either get way more than they had anticipated at the very same budget, but are able to spend less in putting out.
Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct. Because Diamonds Direct has a high-volume, low-margin business model. Diamonds Direct beats anyone's price guaranteed. But at Diamonds Direct, we know you have other things to spend your money on.
Like a honeymoon, their house, all the things that people that are just getting married are doing to build their lives. Your budget, when you share it with us, we honor it.
The value leader, where Richmond gets engaged. In Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Man, it's hot!
Put these on your face. Easy drink, full blast.
Answer. Advance and Kemp at 4705 West Broad Street. Eliminate 45 to 80% of your interior heat. And protect 99% fading and cracking of your expensive leather interior. Don't worry.
The professionals at Advanced Window Tint Excel Installers. They're our window tint guide business. Advanced Window Tint has been given the Classic Dealer Award, voted Virginia's number one tint shop 17 years in a row, and took first no tint championship. Advanced guarantees the best price with a money back guarantee and a lifetime nationwide warranty.
They can't smack tent customers.
Advance is at Staplesville and Broad, across from Richmond Ford.
Find them at advancedtent.com or call 97-10. When the heat's a mother, Advance Tent is your daddy. 800-997-TIE.
Beneath the Skin, the brand new album of Monsters and Men includes the new single, Crystals of Monsters the Skin, available now on iTunes from Republic Records.
This summer wants to be for the best live music, Broad Village, for the Rock and Roll Summer Series. Kicking off this Saturday at 7 p.m. Tribute Band Kick at Next Loft Hotel. Visit shopwestbroadvillage.com.
Your dad, for you. So this Father's Day, Galaxy S6 Edge, the phone that reform. It's fast charging features of power in just 10 minutes, so he can plug in and get going again soon. Plus, he'll be able to launch its 16 megapixels in a second, so he can take pictures of his favorite kid, which is you. Visit Samsung.com/GSC. Get everything he wants for Father's Day. Battery life based on estimated usage. Results may vary.
From the top of the Elliot in the Morning, WDC, Washington, Richmond, Elliot in the Morning.
Engaged in a kick.
And now I'm
concerned.
It's not your mom? Okay.
No, her mom's not talking to her.
Oh, maybe she's be. 6-6 to Elliot. 8-6-3-5-5-4-6-8. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this? This?
Erica.
Prince?
I am.
Dude, how freaking awesome is that?
That is so awesome.
Sunday night at the Warner Theater. Prince in concert for everybody else. Those tickets will go on sale at noon today here in D.C. Well, I guess everywhere. LiveNation.com. Show is Sunday night. So keep in mind, this. By the way, I wish every show did this. Tickets on sale on a Thursday. Show. I love that. Oh, do I love it. So anyway, the only thing that would make me a little hornier is if you had to camp out and get them. Like, this was still one of the greatest.
I did that the first time. First time I went to see Prince Dance Center at the old Hex.
That you. Good for you.
That was so much fun. I camped out for them. I camped out for Kiss tickets and Springsteen tickets.
I would go camp out for crap shows they want.
About that.
Never had an interest in the Thompson Twins, but boy, I camped out to go to one of their shows. Anyway, listen, you will get tickets. Again, the show is going to be Sunday night, this Sunday.
Awesome.
At the Warner Theater. That's the Prince Dance who normally would be playing. Tickets, like I said, go on see-through. LiveNation.com. What you call it? Special guest, Third Eye Girl. Tickets on sale noon today. The show is Sunday. Hey, will you do me a favor? Will you call me? There's no chance in hell I'm doing this thing. Will you let me know how the show was?
No.
You're lucky. All right. Hold tight 1 second. Kaylee just needs to get some info from you and the show on Sunday, okay? Hold tight 1 second for me, please. That's awesome. I'm assuming the show. And then Sunday night will be night. You know who I'd love to hear from? I didn't hear how I didn't get to go yet. Hear the Mumford and Sons soundcheck went. I have to assume it went well because I didn't hear anything bad.
No problem.
Dick, which is normally how those emails would start. So I would assume that the Mumford and Sons soundcheck overhead picture of the our drone guy took an overhead picture of the crowd at the Mumford show. It was packed, obviously, but I didn't hear how soundcheck. That everything went well in the last time they came through. They did a really nice job with soundcheck the last time they came through, so I'll assume. Kaylee, if somebody who is at sends me a buzz, I'll talk to them. Also, any follow-up phone calls, I can do that. 662-235-5568. Last night, anything at all that you want to get into, doesn't matter to me. 866-2-Elliot, 866-235-5468. A couple of on. About the Mississippi high school graduation, and like the guy, it was one of the people that yelled out for the daughter or the niece.
Yeah.
Walked, but the whole thing was nobody was supposed to yell or cheer or scream. We were going to save all our applause. And they ended up pressing charges against the guy.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped him.
Good.
Well.
Oh, people are mad they dropped the charges?
No, nobody's mad that they. Well, no, you shouldn't be mad they dropped. But now, anything that they say anymore. So you know what next year is going to be like at graduation?
Mayhem.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to go through with it. And what do I always say? They can't arrest all of us anyway. So yeah, I'm going to let loose. So yeah, the four people who were shouting during the high school graduation no longer facing charges. Henry Walker was one of the guys that was charged with disturbing the peace. They had been warned not to shout out. The school superintendent charges without comment. Well, they don't make such a big fuss. And then the other thing that we have to follow up on, what is the president's spokesperson's name? Ernest, that's right, the Royals fan. They would like you to know President Obama was not smoking, not a pack of cigarettes. What was it, Josh? It was not a pack of cigarettes. He was not smoking. Struggles like a lot of other Americans who have tried to quit smoking, but he was not smoking by it.
But he was drinking.
He
was drinking. Not smart.
By the way, they go hand in hand. I get same thing. You have a drink, you're out on a balcony. Like, that's nice. They do talk, though, where he fell off the wagon when he was smoking. White House press secretary.
Times of stress.
Was asked if he had a pack of cigarettes in the photo. Joshua earned not. He would not speculate on what he was holding. He began smoking as a teenager, but in recent years, have I fallen off the wagon sometimes?
That was my Barack.
Yes. I was a daily smoker.
That sounds like a blend of the last four presidents.
Am I a constant smoker? No. I'm like Jay.
Pretty much. That's like
I constantly strut.
It's like when Pete Davidson did what sounded like Barack, and he said Hillary.
So anyway, that is not that was not a pack of six. Thanks, somebody, real quickly. Hi, Elliot. Hi, one who called from Honolulu, Hawaii, a couple of weeks back. Things that only Hawaii has that I thought you might enjoy. I are coming back to Annapolis for a visit. It's live on your time in the middle of the night. That's Maria Cantrell. Thank you, Maria. Can someone send me a test email when you get this? That's awesome. I don't know what all the stuff we got. Pretty cool. It's all food.
Never heard of any of that stuff.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Macadamia nuts?
What's that? Popcorn.
It sounds.
What is that?
Mochi Crunch?
Yeah, Mochi.
Oh, hello.
Hurricane Pop. Don't eat the good stuff.
Wasabi and teriyaki macadamia nuts?
Oh, that sounds good.
Ahi tuna jerky.
Do we have that?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
That'll be good. That'll be good for my breath.
Have you ever heard of tuna jerky?
I've heard of it, never had it.
I like jerky. I like. Okay, Tyler, can you be the? All right, what do you want to try first? The mochi crunch and
try the hurricane popcorn.
They have a weird bagging system over there. Oh, you know, first gated in the quiet Kanoha town located below the beautiful Kuala. Yeah, I probably mispronounced all of that. All right, yeah, let's get into that. Am I grabbing any of these, Kaylee?
This is like our version of triplets. Just eat some.
You know what's going to be embarrassing? What if Bert picked up hurricane popcorn and jerky at the airport for us?
Yeah, duty free.
Ah, damn it. Oh, I hope he bought me one of those big old cartons of cigarettes on the way in on duty free. And then last from the news yesterday, two things, and then I'll get to my favorite guy. I did see something that I want to try with Bert when he gets here. Do we have five rulers?
Do we have
one ruler?
Do we have two?
No. Did you guys see the video that was going around yesterday of the guy out of? But they looked like they were smart. They didn't look like a bunch of like college bros, but they looked like they were like they had what almost looks like helicopter like a helicopter propeller at a rulers and opened five beer bottles at once. So the guy has them all like. And they attach them to beer bottles, and the guy just pushes down, and it pops every one of the tops. It's awesome. It was the coolest look. Do you see it?
Go for it.
Opening five beer bottles at the same time. And the guys used five rulers. It looked awesome. I don't know how you would do it. Here it is. Look. Diane, watch. You ready? One, two, three. Here we go. How awesome.
The ruler would break. The shards of wood
would go into your hand.
Go into my hand cap, would take an eye out.
You know what? Just keep using your teeth like the last people taught us how to do.
Or your flip-flop.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, man, it's Alex.
Hey, what's going on?
I was home for the last night.
Oh, they're sound check winners?
I was, man. It was awesome. I just wanted to thank you and class for the opportunity.
Was it good? Good. I'm happy to hear that. They came through. We did a little sound check thing with them, and they were awesome. They did such a nice job during sound check. So I hope it was last night.
Yeah, they even came off stage, talked to us for a minute, took a picture. Later, I'll send it.
Please do. Yeah, Diane at DC101.com.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely do. Dude, that's awesome. I'm glad you had a good time.
All right, thank you so much.
Talk to you later. And then the last thing. Perfect way to get out of jury. Did you see how this at the courthouse yesterday?
Yes.
I want to say, I can't remember where he was. Oh, here we go. This is Vermont. He got out of jury duty by getting this prisoner costume. Check this dude out. He's got, like, prisoner stripes.
See, I expect orange.
No, it's but like the old black and white.
Yeah, he bought it at a costume shop.
Yeah, he's even got the beanie on his head. It's awesome. Now, he did say that the judge pulled him aside. He could be held in contempt. Felt like it. Mm-hmm. But instead, he dismissed. How awesome is that? You got to laugh at that.
That's the greatest thing ever. Now, listen,
do jury duty. It's one of the best things.
You want to get out? That's awesome. No judge can get mad at you for that.
So now I've got splinters. I've been blinded, and I was found in contempt of the court for showing up in that outfit. Thanks, Ellie.
That takes show up like that? Yeah. Man, does that take balls. But that guy's awesome. All right, let me come back. Diane's got some news. I will qualify you to win our trip. We give away the grand prize trip tomorrow. Winner and a guest. Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. So we'll qualify you.
Elliot in the morning. Bleachers. The XL session from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. See the videos and photos at NewRichmond.com. Up next, Glass Animals this Saturday. Strip down for an intimate session at the Capitol Ick Hall. Keep listening to Winning Again by Guitar Center. Presented by XL102. From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Interstates continue to look good. Also, for delays of accidents to watch for Laburnum Avenue at Gay Avenue. Another avenue at Stafford Avenue. I'm Scott Barnett, Richmond Total Traffic.
This report is brought to you by Lowe's.
Show Dad.
Father's Day with the perfect gift.
Those are going on across the entire store.
And he'll love Lowe's.
This is the sound of real buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. Look how creamy it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk being mixed with flour. Silk single symphony. It's beautiful. This is from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon Egg and Cheese Biscuit with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time.
Your keys say a lot about you. Bits of your personality, the places you go, and how you get there. Your car is the king of the keys. Ignition. See how the rest of your life just hangs there, totally dependent on that one key? Safe Auto gets it. That's why you're covered in driving with the right car insurance for the right price. Because being able to drive is key. Safe, click, and enjoy the road ahead.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here.
It's important to always bring along something.
Like a few bottles of New Mountain Dew, Dushine.
Is that
BK? Did you drink my Dushine?
Citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
In those clear glass bottles?
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushine.
Sugar.
Besides those three bottles under my
stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more bottles of Dushine in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Well, hey, I still got five bottles in my jacket.
No, you don't.
The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dushine,
like I do.
You're hiding Dushine?
That's where I got this.
For what?
In the fridge.
Man. Never looked in.
Choose the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
We're fueling a generation and celebrating a way of entering Mountain Dew, clear dew with an old school citrus kick. Grab Mountain Dew Dewshine today. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available for the first time.
It's the Hot Deal Sales event only at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia. Location just a quarter mile past Short Park Mall Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right? Grand off Silverados and Sierra. And Terrain. 5 grand off all Malibus. Get 0% finance. Plus 2 grand off all Tingos. Up to 7 grand off Chevy Tahoe. Up to 6 grand off Acadias. Up to 100 Enclaves. Heat up your wallet. Cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's Hendrick Richmond, Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC. GMC too can be a Hendrick driver.
Discounts based on MSRP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and $13.88 per thousand finance on Camaros. With approved credit.
Guide Direct for the best diamond values, right? Because everyone knows you can get her a bigger, better diamond for the best price. But girls go to Diamonds Direct for the rings. These days, the ring is just as important as the diamond. They like to show it off. Pin it 1,000 likes. So they want a ring that doesn't want else has. That's why Diamonds Direct has the designer rings on every woman's handcrafted, one-of-a-kind rings in rose gold. No matter what look she wants, classic, vintage, heirloom, or contemporary, Diamonds Direct. All the most sought-after and direct to be their authorized retailer, including Tacori, Verragio, Jack Kalej, Henry Dossi, Christopher Designs, Sylvie, Primangy, Kirk Cara, and many more. And more. 4,000 rings to choose from. And the best part? Because of our unbeatable, no-middleman prices, can get her a world-class engagement ring and still stay in budget. Diamonds Direct Diamond Importer. Short part of the cross from Whole Foods.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see what A&DY say. Nobody.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
What you're wearing, beneath it. Forgive me for staring. Forgive me for breathing. No worry, we might not know how.
It's Elliot in the Morning.
But baby, tonight,
hour and a half from now, our buddy Bert Kreischer will be here. Improv through. You go to DCDCImprov.com. You can see Bert Kreischer. You know who else I thought about yesterday?
Who?
Because I saw a story. Our other buddy, Jeff Ross, who was on with us yesterday. That's Comedy Central. Comedy Central special for Bonnaroo this weekend. I was reading this morning. Underway today. It's underway today. We're showing up last night to start camping. They said everything was shut. And I guess Manchester, if you're not mistaken, is about an hour and change away from Nashville. So a lot of Nashville, and then rent a car, start making. They said essentially the roads from Nashville to Manchester were just jammed up last night. Wouldn't that be awesome to be there? Damn it! All right, Diane, let's get used to that. I am going to give you a copy of Sonic Highways on DVD. You win those, you qualify for the grand prize that we give away that trip tomorrow. The grand prize trip to head to City Limits Music Fest, Music Festival, to October. If you are the winner, weekend you want to go to. So after you win, you look through, you figure out which lineup, which look you want to see, or which weekend, and then you'll choose which weekend you want to see. Diane, let's get into some news, please.
So following up on the hunt for those murderers who escaped from that prison in upstate New York last weekend, more information has been coming out about the woman known as Tilly, her real name Joyce Mitchell, the 51 at the Clinton Correctional Facility, and had confessed to police that she planned a getaway car for those two escapees. Apparently, though, she had a panic attack and ended up going to the hospital.
Right, she had some chest pains.
Instead.
She was hooking up with that one other guy. She probably had other pains.
Well, her ex-husband has come out and is saying some not-so-nice things. Calls ex-wife a serial cheater. There was also another colleague of Tilly's who had come out to say that she had been caught. Tilly was having sex on some railroad former place. Of her. Again, the whole thing with her driving the getaway car goes back to her thinking that she had a future with one of them, the well-hung Richard Matt. Now, they have shut out the highway in upstate New York that is about 5 miles away from where the escape you. The search for Richard Matt and David Sweat. This is in Katyville, again, about 5 miles away from where the escape happened. They're telling people in that stay in their homes and obviously be out for any possible sightings. A woman whose 5-year-old son was found dead on the family's property in a septic tank has now been charged with felony murder in his case. Her name is Ashley White. She was in connection with the death of her son. Died back in March.
They found Noah's body in the. Do you remember they had lied about oh, you know, we went to school.
He was up. I took a nap with him.
Still
cartoons.
Awake, right? And it was all BS.
So she and the child's father on this already facing two different felony child abuse charges, also neglect. One is related to Noah, and the other is related to their baby girl. Abigail Thomas also being held without against him.
Right.
At this point. To incidents that involve weapons, things like guns, knives, and other weapons, taking a toll on the mental health of America's kids. According to new research out this week that says more than 1 in 4 kids between the ages of 6 and 17 have been exposed to violence involving some sort of victim themselves or to a crime that involved a weapon.
Just high.
Yeah, just over 26% of those kids between the ages of 6 and 17 said there was one instance, at least one, of victimization with a weapon directly or directly times. It was more common for boys, 20-18%. A shark killed in a traffic crash on an interstate in Florida yesterday. The sandbar shark died after it was thrown that was taken in an aquarium in New York. Apparently, the van into a ditch. Three of in Volusia County, northeast of Orlando. A SeaWorld rescue team transporting the surviving sharks to facility. But they said, I guess, a case where the surviving sharks were in good condition. They said nothing different from normal stress for those sharks. In a survey of 7,000 moms throughout the United States, 42% say they sometimes have stress. They worry that they're not. But then again, it has spawned sites. University of Maryland signing off on a proposal that would let them sell beer during football. And according to University of Slow, if it's approved by the PG County Liquor Board in Maryland, the process would start in the fall. First, they would fruit beer, right, and then later on, if all go fine, to the menu.
Let's add liquor.
Alcohol is currently offered. But this would basically put it at concession stands at Bird Stadium.
That's awesome.
And at the Xfinity Center. They say the proceeds will go to students that would highlight, you know, also sexual assault awareness programs.
Good.
On the campus. In season news around Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel. He is now living in the Cleveland area with football coach, who has always had a tremendous influence on him. His former coach was always his disciplinarian and his teammate in high school, saying that Manziel has said that that was his development as a player, his relationship.
So he's living with him now just to kind of make sure he stays on the straight and narrow and helps him develop.
Hockey, Jonathan Tate, Brandon Saad scored last night as Chicago beat Tampa Bay 2-1. So the Stanley Cup Finals now even at 2-2. Game
goddamn,
5.
Jonathan Toews is so goddamn good.
Game 5 will be Saturday night. That's back in Tampa. Denard Span single inning yesterday to give the Nationals over the Yankees. So that will settle. They are now in Milwaukee for a 4-game set against the Brewers.
Did you see Torrey Hunter go off? Hunter from the Twins?
Mm-hmm.
He got into it with a ump and took off his like his little shin pad that he uses while he's batting. He threw that. Threw his jersey.
He was just looking for crap.
Yards. But yeah, he went just throwing everything that he could when he got tossed last night.
Orioles topped the Red Knights game 4 of the NBA Finals in Cleveland with the Cavaliers hosting Golden State. That series 2-1. NBA also today that they've signed an 8 Nike that'll start in 2017.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So I guess their deal. And then Adidas already told us to extend their deal because Adidas spends most of their money on international soccer. We'll now get in bed with oh, there's Torrey. Look at him. How great is that?
Oh, he's lucky. When he threw the batting glove,
right,
it didn't go in the direction he thought it was going to go because it stuck to his hand for a second.
Did. It kept dang close. I love what he threw. How great is that? Look at him. And whoop, that got stuck.
Is the look at news and food and sports.
Bill 102.
Getting to the top is always a challenge. Yet what so many people have learned is that when you drive the award-winning Jeep, the versatile Jeep Cherokee, the top inning. Like Grand Cherokee, the most luxurious SUV in its class and a 700 Bing range. And the award-winning Cherokee with three available 4x4 systems and precision-crafted interior. Where you go from the top is to drive, and you'll discover why Jeep brand continues to be the best-selling SUV brand. Join us now at the Jeep Drive and Discover event. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles. 5th Grand Cherokee Laredo 490-mile highway driving range for $289 and $24.99 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Ward segmentation Summit model based on total SUV sales over the past 12 months in the 2014. Ward just call 1-888-925-JEEP. Division lease of Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residents here restricted supply. Take delivery by 6:30. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US and USF.
Richmond Show. Elliot in the morning. 102.
Day I'm in love with a boy, but I'll never say his name. With the way his face I can see right through.
866 to Elliot 235-68. Call me. I will get you qualified to win the grand prize tomorrow. Winner and a guest will head to Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Fest. 130 bands, 30 MC over 2 weekends in October. You call me right now, I will get you qualified to win the trip. You win the trip, you pick your week. 6-2 Elliot, 835-554-66.
Like a tomato girl.
The morning. XL.
Yes, this can be a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. And here's the biggie. The First Capital Orbit Card. It's the debit 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase. Oh, yeah, cash back. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. First Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's make it work. I see.
Hey, it's it for Pearson Mazda. As a business grows and gets bigger and bigger, customer purchase. Pearson Mazda sells to anyone in Central Virginia, but they are still a traditional dealership. Need a ride? Drop you off in the courtesy shuttle or Bologna car. Waiting for a repair? This customer lounge has free Wi-Fi. You'll see that customer service isn't just lip service at Pearson Mazda. In the West End at 9520 West Broad Street or on Pearson.com.
Tipping refreshing. To anyone who needs a decadent treat, and to everyone who can't cheesecake, at Wawa, smoothie frozen cappuccino just for you. Frozen lemonades, cream smoothies, frozen cappuccinos, and new cheesecake smoothies are all freshly made. So don't you think I'm the one freshly made for you? Treat yourself to one today, starting at just $2.49. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store.
Hey, Wawa fans. Ready to get rewarded?
Introducing Wawa Rewards, saying thanks for being such a great customer. Download our new free mobile app, WawaRewards.com. Purchase a Wawa gift card, register it, and every 50 on eligible items will earn you rewards love. It really is a better way to Wawa. So join today and start racking up the rewards. Gotta have a Wawa. See restrictions or visit WawaRewards.com.
All right, let's go.
Stroke the track for a road trip by from your phone.
Go, turn it up.
Strong can introduce you to roadside pickled pig's feet.
Can't believe you ate that.
And Strong can make everyone back home wish they'd just eat with you. When they posted
140 likes.
Think what Strong can do for you.
All right.
AT&T's network has the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. You can never text and text and drive. It can
AT&T now and get a free 4.8.0 when you buy a Samsung Galaxy S6 for zero down.
Limited time offer requires well-qualified credit. Must buy smartphone via AT&T that activate wireless service on both seal qualified credit. Installed agreement of wireless service. Restrictions apply. Visit a store for bundling based only on average 4G LTE signal strength for national carriers. Text to it.
The Virgin's three quick reasons to number one, no matter where you are in the state, you're just a day trip from the beach or the mountains. Number two, we're home to the thrill rides. Virginia is a destination for roller coaster enthusiasts from around the world. And number three, cash for life from the Virginia Lottery, with drawings every Monday and Thursday and a chance day or week for a life reason to smile. Cash for lottery. Odds of winning top prize are 1-8.
Hey Dollface, summer is here, so it's time to get your kitty pretty with a practically paintless bombshell. Show your lock some love with and color from the best. Top it off with a custom bombshell airbrush stand that's never orange and old. I love bombshell.com, baby.
Continue to flow freely. Accident all free off the interstates and accident Grove Avenue at Stafford Avenue. And bridge replacement has your exit ramp closed. Eastbound Mechanic at 64. Scott Barnett, Richmond, Total Traffic.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on
By the way, Tyler, you were right. Your Florence and the Machine debuted at number one.
Wow, I mean, the industry knew that long before I...
Good for Florence and the Machine. Number one record in America. This is a big week for her, too.
Willie and Merle were in the...
were they risk?
Django and Jimmy. And then Derulo was the other...
I think he was fourth, if I write that song, too. All right, 866-235-5468.
Hey, is this me?
Yes, it is. Hi, who... Alex, I got a copy of Sonic Highways on DVD. With that, you will qualify for the grand prize. We will give away a grand prize trip to Austin, Texas for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. So tomorrow, if you hear me, again, you want to go. If not, you enjoy your copy of your Sonic Highways. But hold tight, Haley will get some info from you, and good luck winning the grand prize, all right, my friend?
All right, thank you, Haley.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me. Confused. So tomorrow will be your to qualify the trip to the Austin City Limits Music Festival. We'll give that away tomorrow. Two things real quickly. I do want to thank the people over at Live Nation who gave us the Prince tickets to give away earlier this morning. That was very, very kind of them. So I will remind everybody that tickets to see Prince for the DC show tonight, those will go on sale at noon today through LiveNation.com. So and then the other thing is this, but next week, Is that too far? Yeah, I'll let it go. Something good's coming next week. Real quick. So this story, Diane, somebody sent me this. Follow me here, okay? So let's read you a little, the little blurb. A manager at the Sneaker Sports Grill in Jackson berated customers for not... The patrons say they were leaving a cash tip after paying by credit card,
but the way they were talking, to them. So, very, very simple. So, that goes along with that. And in the video, you see the sneakers. The patrons.
For being cheap.
Back here. We don't ever want you here. Don't come back here. And, you know, and by the way, he knows that.
He tells them to put it on YouTube.
Put it on YouTube. Post it. Let everybody
Facebook,
know.
Yeah.
Let everybody know. We'd rather you don't come back. If you tip. Now, I don't know if I buy or leave the cash tip. I first saw the story. I was like, dude, everybody is going to kick the crap out of this guy, customer, and going after the customer and telling them, don't come back. And you could tell everybody, I don't cannot come back. You know, we took care of you. We, you know, your service was fine.
Yeah.
And you're leaving a tip. And this was off. And then I started reading a bunch of the comments under the story. In favor of this guy.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. Tell him, dude. That's how it should be. You know, they could just come in. Oh, whoa. That surprised me completely.
Well, I mean, they probably like days at least for me.
Probably. But doesn't that surprise you?
But how do you know that they weren't going to leave a cash tip?
Well, he said.
Okay.
That they weren't going to leave
a... The crazy guy said...
Well, he's not crazy. He was the manager.
Okay, but he flew off the handle.
Well, he was upset that they had they'd gotten their service.
Don't you ever do that? Where you like, you know, not pay? You just actually put cash as opposed to including it in the credit card?
No.
It's either in this case, though, it seemed too convenient for that to be the excuse. And like they were going to tip.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. And that's what I meant when I said that's a pretty convenient. But no, I know that, and yes, I know waiters and waitresses would obviously prefer cash. But yeah, if it's credit card, if it's all cash, it's all cash. I was surprised. Honestly, I thought everybody was going to jump this dude's ass for going off on the customer's always right, and why would you do that? Nobody's going to want to come to your restaurant, and sneakers is screwed, and F you, and the whole thing. Boy, was I wrong. F over this dude.
So how does the story end?
Businesses should go ahead and pay, and then we wouldn't. Okay, that's not changing.
Right.
That's not going to change. But wouldn't you think most managers would get fired for doing that?
Yeah, definitely. The public support.
He does have the public support.
Well, it doesn't mean that, like, his bosses are going to look too fondly on the...
But, like, the rest is, right?
I think you would be. No, the guy definitely is emphatic. And would you say he's confrontational in the video?
Yes.
I guess you have to. But
it
never gets physical.
No. It's never physical, and you never feel you to get physical. But he's definitely, because the people that are filming it are yelling at him and talking to him. Oh, we're filming. And he's like, yeah, go ahead. Post it. Put on YouTube. Put on Facebook. I don't care. We don't want to with you here. So now if you're the GM, you can't.
No.
Then they look like a dick.
No, it isn't. That video has been pulled.
Oh, has it really?
Yeah, there's no trace of it online anymore.
Wait, who pulled the video, though?
Well, it was the news station had shared one of their reporters' stories.
Right.
Both posts.
On.
Yeah.
By the way, I love
an advertiser.
When did leaving a tip become mandatory?
Unlike...
thanks, Catherine, Cat Kennedy.
Wrote Elliot Siegel.
No, that is not true, Diane. Diane, true. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 6? Kaylee, when you worked as a waitress, did the managers tell you, were you ever allowed to say anything to a customer? No?
May I ever say anything for you? Oh.
You don't forget. I have used that excuse before.
Sorry.
Ah, damn it. I've been caught out the door.
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
For not tipping?
Yeah. But I had zero money. And so I would use a credit card, which obviously I was not able to afford anything. Yeah, I'm like a waiter outside the hamburger hand. I'd come outside and ask. That's where I had that big fight, remember? And my girlfriend walked home. But the outside the hamburger hamlet asked something wrong. And I said, no. Oh, well, I mean, laughed.
I felt horrible. But I was like, dude, I got no money for what I paid for on the credit card. Wells Fargo's going to step again. How are you going, Kaylee? Line six?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Elliot. This is Mary in Northwest.
Hey, what's up, Mary?
Hey, well, as always, Elliot, you're 100% correct about the manager and the tippers. There is absolutely no reason that they were going to leave a cash tip because that's totally normal. I used to wait tables, and I loved it when people would leave me a cash tip, and I often leave a cash tip. You know what? I was once berated by a manager of a restaurant because I paid on my credit card and had a bunch of drinks. It was after work, was happy hour, and I did long fries, right, after a bunch of drinks. I had the waiter. He came in front of me and was screaming in front of me and all of my friends just because I made a math error. And I was, you know, it was so embarrassing. So I'm on your side, Elliot.
Well, thank you. Thank you to be on.
Hi, Jack.
Well,
we know that obviously servers prefer that, but we don't. We are saying
too. Yeah, I don't believe that these people that tip. Because, by the way, even if you were, let's pretend that they were, if your juror came over and you were like, hey, is there something wrong here? Like, you're not leaving a tip. And said, oh, well, we were going to leave it. You know what? I'm sorry. I had no idea. I just wanted to make sure that the service wasn't bad or wrong deal. Like, you find a way to get out of that and they still leave a tip. It doesn't turn into this screaming match if they were going to, there's no way it turns into that.
Exactly. You just got to have, you know, public policy skills on a restaurant and not assume that everybody's over. People leave cash tips. Cash is a currency.
Cash is king. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Yeah, but everybody's on the manager's. Stand up for him. Get him, bro. Now, you people on there, they're like, at no point would a manager ever be allowed to go yell at a customer like that. Fired immediately!
Well, that's the person thinking of the brand. Bigger picture.
Always right. Which I have never really always subscribed to. No, they're, well, I mean, I wouldn't get all up in arms over something that, I'm not that guy. Where am I going? Line five?
Hey, Elliot, it's me. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. I was out one night at a bar in Baltimore, and I had quite a few that night. I remember a whole lot, but I remember grabbing on my tab and filling it out, and I guess I had tipped the bartender like $20-$25. The guy walked behind the bar, comes over.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
For what I did, probably the best tipping story I ever had.
That's awesome. Good for you. Hey, wait, thanks, ma'am. What is a restaurant, though? What is protocol if somebody doesn't leave a tip?
Yeah.
No, there's a...
You're supposed to... Jay's supposed to write cash on the check. When it's a cash.
I've written that before, like cash.
Oh, I always thought you were just supposed to write a line through it and then just write down the amount and then just leave like the 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever it is.
Failure, and that screw you later for reporting reasons. Oh, there you go. So this person clearly didn't write cash on their check.
But do people know that?
I didn't know that.
I had never heard that before.
No. I mean, I didn't know until Scott did.
Say what, Kaylee? A lot of people will just write cash on the tip line. That does kind of screw them on taxes, though. Yeah, which way do I want to get screwed? Well, I'm not reporting anyway. What does it matter?
But then leave a tip?
There's got to be a protocol. Even if it's just, I'm sorry. Oh,
Charlie's mom his mom in the 90s was a customer left two tables, so she followed them saying, excuse me, you left this.
That dick move.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant for the mom. Come on. Just let it go.
It's bro.
Yeah.
Not for you. Because I am a hard worker. And yes, sometimes I do smell like cigarettes. Thank you.
Don't you get a break?
But that the two pennies is a dick move. But I would say something. Say anything. I wouldn't be able to help myself. I'll be like, come on, son. What'd I do? Point, what didn't I do? We're here, no. And then I throw them at him.
I don't have time for that.
I like when you get upset of decent English.
Ever. I don't care. I count.
But it's weird that, isn't it weird the video was pulled?
Yeah, why is the video pulled?
Now, you mentioned how do the bosses, this place, a quick Google search turns up.
What is it, Sneakers?
Has had issues with filing for bankruptcy and foreclosure. So, the notch and notch in the belt that is Baps, but the public was supportive. Maybe this would get them out and...
Yeah, you would think.
They'd be right? Out of the red.
All right, let me do this. Kaylee, will you ask these people to hold? All right, if you're on hold, don't go any... Hold, have you next.
In the morning. This is XL102. After Richmond's alternative.
Seeing heavy merging delays, 64 westbound at the 95 interchange. You're backed up at Maxim Lot Volume, 95 north to the Lombardi Street overpass, but at 188 northbound Midlothian Trail. Scott Barnett, Richmond Total Traffic.
Our biscuits aren't made from cabinet you still haven't assembled because the instruction manual is written in a code you need to be a member of the Swedish Embassy to crack. No, our biscuits are made from biscuit bakers. Wake up at the cracking to transform buttermilk and flour into a perfect golden brown mounted biscuit. Get two country fried steak biscuits for $3 at Hardee's. Tax not included.
Years after your accident, will you still be in pain?
Facing even more surgery?
Be able to pick up your grandchild.
Or complete simple household chores.
Will you be able to survive financially?
Allen and Allen, we know that a person the rest of your life, and we've done fighting for you.
We're Allen and Allen. Call us.
Call 866-388-7150 today for a free consultation.
Need cash fast? Call First Virginia at 855-216-6660. First Virginia can provide you with $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere Visa. Use your line of credit for whatever you're buying online. There are no annual fees, no finance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6550. The thing you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. We're open convenient hours for 7 days. A week. We are committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-216-6555 or visit First Virginia store near you. For you, that's 855-6555. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid debit card from Visa USA Inc. is a card issuer. All rights reserved.
Gear up for summer driving season Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care and save $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Visit FirestoneCompleteAutoCare.com or offer valid June 11th through June 14th. Minimum purchase required.
Sandwich in the couch.
Hi. Do you know a house cleaner?
First, a good.
Do you know a caterer?
With a chocolate fountain.
Knew the perfect.
Make pipes flow.
Clean my shelf.
Every skill of the sun. To take you from to-do to ta-da.
Thumbed professionals to accomplish anything. Send you questions about what you need. And Thumbtack will send you quotes from the best professionals in your area. It's never been easier to tackle it. No matter what you're looking for, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys would. You get the idea. Thumbtack is always looking for more skilled professionals. So if that's you, check them out. Found.com to get started.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot itch, controls odor and wetness. It destroys odor, absorbs sweat. Odor Eaters medicated powder. Odor stops the itch.
Be there for Food Truck Fest this Saturday at City Stadium. The party, legendary tacos, fresh sandwiches, authentic Greek fare, burgers, barbecue, and craft beer on tap. And the Kickers Pro Game kicks off at 7. Get tickets at RichmondKickers.com.
The tequila mango smothered. Choose to toss out the rule book. We choose both sweet and spicy. A tropical flavor raging across a burst of mango. A wave of salacious smother that knocks you to your seat and makes you say, wow. We unleash this daring Qdoba, and we choose flavor. So grab your spicy tequila mango smothered burrito today.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
Leave. I got the floor, nothing on me, and I can't take it no more, so I'll just keep breathing.
this hour, you get yourself tickets to go see Chris Cornell. Also, our buddy Bert Kreischer will join us. He is at the Improv through Saturday night. DCImprov.com. All right, let me get back at 3. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin.
I'm a server. I'm sorry about that.
Okay,
I'm
you're where?
Red Robin.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah. I just point also that a lot of people don't. We have to tip out the bar's busser. So people just tip us. We're actually paying for their meal, technically, a certain percentage.
Oh, yeah. No. That turns into a downhill spiral.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you do if you're at the, by the way, which Red Robin location?
Manassas.
Oh, no. Hey, but let me ask you this. Like, does your manager tell you if somebody doesn't tip you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's common sense. I mean, it's a professionality. I think what they're telling us is extremely unprofessional. I don't agree with that at all. I guess it's a little respectable that they did stand up for the,
For their server,
right? But he's always first, and we're taught that countless times. I mean, I've been serving for 4 years. No matter how many times I've been stiffed over the years, I've never once even thought about coming out and saying something to them. It just looks terrible.
Hey, first of all, I'd employee at the restaurant who is not noting. Hey, can I ask you this though? Like, does it happen once a night, once a week? Once a month, like how often does it happen they leave nothing?
I'd say it's about once a week. Generally, the area that I live in, it's most of the people that at restaurant are, you know, I would say they understand work system,
right.
But of course, every once in a while, you get those people that, you know, just are clueless.
Yeah,
or they just don't care. I mean, I know that if you don't have the money to tip. Then why?
Exactly.
Did you ask yourself
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
And Hamburger Hamlet?
I was trying to eat. I was just trying to eat.
But couldn't you do, put it cheaply going to the grocery store?
No, because then I would have had to drive all the way to buy groceries and cook here to go spend money I didn't have. Anyway, listen, dude, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You got it, dude. Well, now it was wrong, but the public was completely on his side.
Elliot was at an upstairs bar in OC 121. We left without tracked us down 2 blocks later, asking if the service was bad.
That would be me. I would just, because then you put them in a spot. Hey, listen, I just want to know for next time.
2 blocks would you go?
To get my tip money?
Yeah.
How far away do you live?
Well, he didn't say he tipped her. She just,
I'm going.
You're
going
to get that money. So you're going to mug him.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to mug him, but if I and ask you, what did I do wrong?
To my house.
I want to know what I want to know.
Stalker?
Well, how about you tip somebody?
Well, look within.
Did you get your food during the dinner? Then and complain during the meal? What went wrong?
Or they just needed to eat.
Then tell me that. I'm going to ask you, and then you can tell.
They're going to actually look you in the eye and say, nothing personal, I'm not going to tip. You didn't say that.
At the Hamburger Hamlet? Well, because, Diane, I did tip, and I just said that's all I have.
David on Facebook, remember, was at a bar, so he needed.
Yep.
It wasn't about.
Yeah, no, I'm following you. Like, I'm probably not getting in my car.
I don't live walking.
Do I have time to see you get in your car and I go get mine? I want to know.
No.
Because I would bet the time the person goes, oh my God, I feel horrible. And instead of percent, you're probably up in like that 60 cent range. They're just like throwing money at you. Because they're embarrassed.
We're the next Hollywood road rage.
Problem is, on my other table, seen our waiter in a half hour.
Water, at least.
I'd also be king of the freebies, too.
What, slapping somebody like a freebie?
No. With like, hey, you know what? We're supposed to charge for extra salsa, but you know what? Here you go.
Oh,
you're welcome. Hey, you know what? Hey, do me a favor. They only like us to bring one basket of bread. Keep this, even though you know the bread's free. What I would do.
You're like Steve Renazzisi selling the seats at the comedy
exactly.
store.
Exactly.
They're free.
Hey, you know, into want a table? Want a little booth over in the corner? That was a great brand. I'm sorry, Kaylee, where am I going? Line one? Going? Line one? Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. You use a credit card and you write cash in a space that at the end of the checkout and your manager checks your tickets, they're checking, number one, to report all your tips. And when you write cash, then you have to put something in for that credit card sale. and that you also are, like the other guy said, 10% of your sales to wait staff, like the busser or the back.
I understand that. No, and I've never worked as a waiter. Like, when you're done at the end, your manager have to know how?
Well, yeah, usually the computer systems that they use now require you to put something in that space.
Yeah, no, I get that, but if it were just, like, for example, credit card, obviously they could see the amount, but let's just for round numbers, let's put $20 as a tip from you.
Right.
And if you just wrote cash down on the credit card slip because you paid with a credit card but you tipped me the $20, couldn't I just write up the other $10?
Well, yeah, you can do that, but you still have to write something, and then with the adding that 2 to 5%, and then you're adding the fact that somebody walked without tipping you at all, so $30 that you worked for 4 or 5 hours.
Right. No, and I get that, but all I'm saying, although I guess if I'm mad at the customer kind of dicking over the people that I'm supposed to tip by only reporting that they gave me a 5 and not a 20.
Well, you're not, no, but you're tipping based on what you sold, not on what you get tipped.
So that's pretty.
Yeah, but it's okay I'd rather be a busboy than a waiter.
Yes, so if I sold $1,000 worth of food, they're getting tipped on, they're not getting tipped on my tip.
Correct.
Oh, then F them. You know what? I got a dollar. I didn't even get a 20. Cheap asses.
That's what it is. And then you have, so you're tipping the bartender tab, but on your food.
Right.
I'll just pay to work here. Jesus
Christ. No, you know what? You're right. Better off being a bar back.
Yeah.
Or busboy.
That's nice. Here's a tweet.
You don't have to talk to nobody, though.
Elliot, you just described me when I was waiter for 5 years. I was, and I still got stiffed.
Oh, son of a bitch. Did he go out of his way to make sure that they...
What? They really tell us free will? Don't tell anybody. Here's number two.
Just slide you a little coke.
God, I'm a little shamed.
Thanks, later.
You know what? That's a follow you to your car and your house.
Oh, God.
Line 4. Hi, Elliot the Morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Olivia. How are you?
Good. Hey, Olivia, time out real quick. The video was pulled, though. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Hmm. Is sneakers going after, like, somebody's pissy with somebody's angry about something. So they didn't pull it. Something went wrong. Just get in touch with the patron and go, hey, listen, bro, pull that video. You'll need here. Like, what? Something happened.
Yeah, it had to do with sales. With the news station. Exclusive video wasn't had by a bunch of different outlets.
So why does the news station care?
I got a phone call.
Oh, well, then run your life like that.
But I don't know. I'm just making assumptions.
Yeah, you can't be like that.
Although I know.
Hi, I'm sorry. Who's this?
Oh, hey, it's Olivia.
Oh, yeah, I already said. Okay. What can I do? What I do for you?
I was just gonna say. Side note. Once I accidentally took the pizza delivery.
Did you try to get that on mistake? By the way,
it was on a credit card, and let's just say it was when I was
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. How did you know?
I can tell.
You're right now.
And yeah, I was like, oh crap.
Anyway.
I was gonna say. So I think that most people have worked in a restaurant. I used to work in a restaurant for like 3 years. I think everyone knows. Paid anything they work for their tip. Manager, you know, you can't yell at a customer for not tipping.
Yeah, you can.
So. To like this might be some kind of political stunt, excuse me, because you know apparently a lot of people like this guy, and I've never heard of this place until now. So
now everybody's rushing the sneakers mm-hmm. to. Hey, by the way, you know who I always at a restaurant?
Who?
Line cooks.
Because that doesn't trickle down to them.
They get nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, hourly, but
yeah.
The cook. Okay, Kaylee's all antis and line cooks. Elliot, the bussers and kitchen staff made restaurant when I served Audis. Oh, see, line cooks got screwed. Yeah, I always thought the line cooks got screwed. Everybody else is getting, except the guy sweating over a freaking hot skillet all day.
Making your damn nachos.
Working saute, digging his hands around in your salad. Getting screamed at by some a-hole chef.
Hi, this is
Allie. Yeah, hi, who's that?
This is Allie.
Hey, what's on?
I've been a bartender for 12 years, and I had a guy leave me 50 cents on a credit card after he had been there for, like, 6 hours and hitting on me the entire...
Well, see, the problem is if to his advances.
Oh, I know how to bartend. I played the game right, but he still left me 50 cents on a credit card tip, so I just quietly handed it back to him and said, you obviously need this more than I do, so why don't you go ahead and keep it?
You after that, I'd have been like,
he
cool.
Just went, he didn't, I didn't see him for a while. I guarantee you he was the last one to get a drink. You get the service you pay for.
But that, you know what, with those people... That doesn't drop no sweat off their brow. They never think about it again. People who take money from other people never think about it.
That's not true. That's not true, especially Ann.
Well, they're not bothered, but more accurate. But Kaylee's shaking her head, and she was obviously working in the industry longer than me, 0 day.
Right.
Diane?
Never.
That was great.
Yeah.
The night.
Where'd you sit? Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Hello? Get up.
All right, fine, Seven.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Ann.
Hey, what's going on, Ann?
I've been for about 15 years. Managers do care what the servers tip-wise. They're in the trenches with us when it gets really crazy out there. So, and a lot of times they're kind of powerless to try to help. I'm surprised that people were so upset, but I'm kind of glad that he did, in support of his employee.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to say is that the rule of the year is before you could declare whatever you want to, now the government takes advantage of your sales. And they go for it, and it's actually on your W-2 form.
Is it really?
It's calculated. It has its own tips, and then they have another category for, you know, your hourly, which is much, and you actually on that. And sometimes at the end of a show, when I close out, you enter more tips if you want to declare more tips, and it shows at the bottom the federal government that you made for that shit. So then sometimes it be less than what you actually made, and sometimes it can be much more than you actually made. But there's a certain percentage that, at least with the company that I work for, which is pretty big, so
yeah. Half
it's
those
over restaurants for just one of the restaurants under their umbrella. So it just... And I wanted to say, somebody touched upon it before, or two people. It's not that you sell this stuff in a night, 2.5% of that, or 5% of that, is for the busters and the bartenders.
But that doesn't come out of your pocket.
It does. If somebody doesn't leave you a tip, responsible for that amount. So it gets subtracted from your bank. So if your bank asks you to turn in $100 at the end of the night, your tips, that's the restaurant's money. Now you're going to increase on 55.
I got you.
Coming out of your tip.
No, so you know what? Yeah, everybody's right. Just go be a busboy.
Yep.
That's the way I'm going. I'm going that road. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, real quick.
Hey, Elliot, all these bartenders and waitresses that are calling in, all off every night in an Uber, and none of them tip.
Isn't it an Uber?
Yeah, it's misconceptions ever if you Google that Uber ad for telling people that.
Wait, no, but I thought everything was built in.
It's a lie.
How is it a lie, though? The whole time that when we were running around, where were we?
Jacksonville.
And so we would just get out of the car? We're not stiffing them because it's built in how much we were going.
Uber told you that, but that lie that they actually got sued, that's the lawsuit for telling people that lie.
Wait, so is that an issue? So that's an issue between driver and telling the customer is included, everything is fine, just get out of the car. How would we know any?
look at the fare and figure out that...
You're the one with the fare! No, but everything's...
They still say that. It's not like whatever lawsuit he's referencing, it didn't change their
copy. So it still says that what the fare is, the fare. There's no tip, no nothing.
You don't need cash when you arrive with Uber. Once you arrive at your destination, your fare is automatically charged to your credit card on file. There's
tip. It says that right there on the web.
If at the restaurant, there's no need to...
No, but tip is included.
No, he used to tell them that the tip is included. Now there's no need to tip.
Well, you know what? Until they send me notice, now I feel like a dick.
Did he get back?
No, you're absolutely.
Listen to the words they chose. It doesn't
say that it's included. No, you're absolutely right.
Just that you don't need cash when you ride with Uber. Once you arrive at your destination, your fare is automatically profiled. There's no need to tip.
It used to, in the beginning, though, it used to say the tip was included. But they got in big trouble for that, and then about a year ago, they switched it to there's no need to tip.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. So you got big problems. You guys got to get customers.
Yeah, well.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to do a lot better than just calling me. All right, dude. Hey, listen. I appreciate the phone call.
All right, brother. Have a good day.
You got it. Talk to you later. All right, let me do what, Diane?
I just got Stephanie saying tips ensure prompt servant may as well leave nothing. 20% bare minimum. 40% she
adequate. Go to hell. Thank you. 40% anus.
Wow. That's gonna be on Snapchat.
All right, let me take a break. Kaylee, will you do me? Gotta be done with tips and sneakers and all of them. With somebody, I read a great article today, Washington Post. Will you find me somebody who and I don't want to hear it. Will you find me somebody who is familiar with Magic the Gathering? I know we've discussed Magic the Gathering in the past. That's fine.
Nerd.
No, it's not. It's not. I need somebody and is familiar with Magic the Gathering. Great story today. 866 to Elliot. 866-468. Real quick, I need somebody who is who's into Magic the Gathering, please. 866 to Elliot. 865-5468.
Dave and Elliot's 4th of July Rally and Rock. Okay. Join Dave Grohl and Elliot in the Morning for an escorted charity motorcycle ride from DC Brow Brewing Company to RFK Stadium. It's for Foo Fighters Spring Blowout. You'll go with ride t-shirt, breakfast from some of Chef Jeff's, live music, and the ride to RFK with Dave and Elliot. Complete VIP motor rally and ride tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.com. Already going to the blowout? You still need a ticket to ride. Limited, so get them quick. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And we are family DC Dave and Elliot's 4th of July, ride to RFK. Get all the details at Facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot. XL1. Dr. Elliot is the longest in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
Probably not. XL102. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
XL102. Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond.
Heavy merging delays. The Chaco Valley Bridge at the 95 interchange. Canicksville Turnpike. Light the bound Chamberlain Road to Hermitage. Same thing northbound Route 288 between Midlothian Turnpike. I'm Scott Barnett. Richmond Total Traffic.
This report is brought to you by Subway. Subway is bringing you a most flavorful Italiano melt, oven roasted turkey, and savory Italian meats topped with melty provolone and drizzled with new Subway vinaigrette. These tastes unite in a fridge like no other. The turkey Italiano melt. Subway, eat fresh.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour.
And always bring along something from home.
That's right. The new Mountain Dew, Dushan.
Is that your Dushan?
Do you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that clear.
Uh-huh.
And those clear glass bottles?
Oh, it's okay, B. Okay, I know it's hard to resist new Dewshine. Maybe besides those three bottles under my seat with
anyways. They work.
I got six more bottles of Dewshine in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Well, hey, I still got five bottles in my jacket.
No, you don't.
10 bottles stuffed in the back of my BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dewshine, do above it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dewshine?
Was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
Do the Dew with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
We're fueling a generation and introducing Mountain Dew. Smooth, clear Dew with an old... Grab Mountain Dew, hey, a Kroger. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
Hey, it's TMO, and I know a lot of you think of household appliances. Patio, summer ready. H.H. Gregg, also your spot for patio furniture. Got it. Hundreds of refrigerators. Gregg, got it. Plus, next day delivery. Right now at H.H. Gregg, get a 24-month special financing. Plus, save an extra 5% when you use your H.H. Gregg credit card. Visit H.H. Gregg and HHGregg.com. Top brands, low prices, strict credit, predicted approval. Next day appliances only. See store for details.
I love you and me. We've come so far. Oh, I love my car, and I think my luck is...
If you need a title loan, give Check City, Virginia's trusted financial resource for over 25 years, now offers title loans up to $25,000. It only takes about 15 feet at Check City. Get the cash. Keep the car.
It's the Hot Deals on Cool Wheel sales event only at Beverly Buick GMC in Richmond. Be in Richmond to drive by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our location just on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up to 14 grand off Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off Equinox, and 5 grand off all 0% financing for 72 grand off all 2015 Command, to 7 grand off Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off Acadias, up to 6,500. Heat up your wallet while saving some. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC and can be a Hendrick driver.
Is based on MSRP, dealer retail, dealer rebates, no money down, and $1,388 per thousand financed on Camaros with approved credit.
Morning, I like a croissant.
Try saying croissant witch.
Croissant witch.
Now say
muffin.
Oh no, that's boring.
Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4. Dollar. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Fletcher. L 102 Street Team this Friday from 4 to 6 at the AT&T store, 4501 South Laburnum Avenue. We'll have prizes this Friday, 4501 South Laburnum. What you do, phone?
Know-how!
Mobil 1 Synthetic Oil delivers peak performance in at just $5.99 a quarted. So whether you're pushing a four-banger, rolling a straight, or V-something that rattles, grills, grins, frightens small children, treat it right with Mobil 1 from Napa. Only $5.99 a quart. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. Now, no state pricing. Sales prices of state local taxes or recycling fees. At doors. Offer expires 6/30/5.
You guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and stay and see why I say insurance doctor.
Elliot in the morning, XL 102.
In the morning. All right, let me go to line 4. Hey, somebody who can help me out with Magic the Gathering. Hi, who's this? Yes.
Morning, Garrett.
Hey, Garrett, how are
you? Doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing excellent. Garrett, you're a young guy?
Yeah. I actually got into it about a decade and a half ago when my brother started playing a year ago.
So I was reading this article in the Washington Post. No, and they talk about the magic being very, very tight-knit and strong and supportive of each other, and that's fine. Like, I get all of that. But do you know the story of Woodbridge, Virginia? You do know the story?
I see that story. I think it came out yesterday. It's crazy, and I'm glad that he got his card back.
It is unbelievable. So here's the story real quickly. There's this 23-year-old dude, right? His deck stolen, and getting their deck stolen is not that, like, at like tournaments and stuff like that. Because some of these cards, like, and by the way, I don't know anything about, like, a signed black, but apparently, if you want to get a signed Black Lotus card, a single Black Lotus card, excuse me, $29,000 now.
What?
29 grand. Wait, this guy named Kemper Pogue, I hope I'm saying his name right, Kemper Pogue, he's 23 years old, he plays Magic, he's from Virginia, his car was broken, and 300 were stolen that are worth about $8,000, right? He's cracked open a beer, I had a few sips, and promptly started screaming expletives as I waited for the police to arrive. I'd been I was a kid, over the increase in value. So after he called the police and filed the report,
posting detailed map to alert all of his friends in the magic community. Then he started calling stores in both Northern Virginia and Maryland that specialize in selling magic trading cards. He says unless thieves were big fans of the game, he knew that despite how big the game is and stuff, if you didn't know, they would just let him in at like some trading shop idea.
Wow.
But if he could let everybody at the trading shop know, they would be on the lookout for him. So, Dort, the guys show up at some store somewhere to try to turn him in. I mean, at the store is like, oh, hey, you know what? We might be interested in that. Can you come back at 8 o'clock tonight so you can work manager? Because he was just looking to buy time. They call the police. They set up like a magic tournament going on that night. And so they, a bunch of staying, they were who had come in. They have like a whole history of like robbery and burglary, weapons and stuff. The cops show up at 8 o'clock. There's a sign on the door that they had put up there. The cops had put up there that just said, be back in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. The two bad guys sat down on a bench right outside the store. Freaking cops rolled up like crazy and busted the guys. They went to jail.
Oh my God.
How about that? Dude, they did like a whole sting. Birds Magic the gathering cards. How freaking awesome.
That's pretty smart to call the stores.
Would have never thought of that.
The guy gets his stuff back.
Also, yet.
Oh.
Not yet. The cards are still being held in police custody.
Ah.
Well, now I've got A's here, so I can't, Poe can't get his cards back. But dude, how about that? Isn't that story awesome?
It's the cards are really so unique. To me, it's the off owner that deals in that thing to point it out. If they've been contacted before, I'd be surprised if they...
Okay, I didn't understand, but I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if he knew the cards that he had and they're coming, obviously to the young guy, they're not going to know exactly what that is.
Oh, yeah, when he called the shop owner, and the shop owner was like, hey, these are all the cards that the guy had told us about. I guess the Poe guy, Kemper, like he was posting on Facebook and on Reddit, and all, like, hey, these, my cards were stolen. And everybody else was like, I'm a loser. But that shop owner knew.
Which is awesome.
By the way, I love. Do you know how much they make? They say Magic the Gathering is a $250 million a year business.
Well, isn't it like the premier card game?
No, I think card game followed by blackjack.
What?
Oh, what is it beating out? Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right here. Your trading card game.
Hey, isn't that crazy? Crazy?
By the way,
$100 billion a year.
I looked up that Black Lotus card, and I can't look at it.
What do you? Oh,
it's got a pod. That was like last night. I posted on Instagram for dinner,
right?
And I had to have no.
Oh, because somebody said script.
Oh no, it was the pancake, and because it was so ingrained in my head last night after the discussion,
the little AirPod
take over. I was like numb again, and I couldn't flip them.
So your $29,000 cards you can't look at. What a dick move that is to show just to steal people's cards. That's dickish.
Yeah, but it's efficient, though.
For people make fun, I bet it's awesome. I bet it is. Didn't he used to play Magic the Gathering, or did we just because he was kind of nerdy?
I think he did.
He did? I think he did. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, he played with Seth. Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's
Hello?
This?
Yeah, hi. Hello? This is Joe. Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about the Kemper Pogue story?
I was just listening, man. That's freaking awesome. That bastard deserves to get caught, dude.
Isn't it? I love how they set up a whole sting. By the way, they sent like 10 cops from Fairfax County pulling up on these two dudes.
Good, dude. No, people do that crap all the time. I work at a school as an RA.
Right.
And we host tournaments and crap at our dorm. And
right.
We all play at all the staff. And people will come in and get swiped about. We had a big box that we grew and get stuff and they need something. Someone stole about $200 worth of cards from that one day.
Unreal. By the way, you pissed. Can you imagine being those two thugs? And you're sitting there going, hey, you know what? We'll trade these in. Like, they probably, anyway, a yeah. Bunch of stupid little trading cards. And God damn it. Caught with my hands behind my back.
Oh, dude. When I'm rolling with my cards, it's about, if no one were to steal those, it'd be about $1 easily.
Hey, bud. A friend of mine, Allison, just sent a text. Yes, Jared and Seth play.
Sweet. Not played, play.
Currently.
Yeah, that's fine. I had no problem with propose.
You can thank Allison when she gets her.
Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Zach from Burke.
Hey, Zach, how you doing, sir?
I'm just calling the owner of the shop that they busted the guy at, and I got to say, like, I was really impressed. Tom Hayde is a really good guy.
Oh, you know what? I was just going to ask if you know Tom Hayde, because he gets mentioned in the article.
I actually the Gathering, like, years ago, because of just, like, the stores to the cards can get, I kind of stopped playing, because it just was a big money sink for me.
Right.
But he was really supportive, helped me stuff to help out, you know, just kind of the learning process and the learning curve of the game, and I really appreciate it. And even though I don't play anymore, I visit him, and, you know, when I article, I said to him, Tom, like, you're a real stand-up guy. I'm proud to call you a friend. Like, I'm really glad to see that, you know, the police actually took this much more than just, oh, it's just
then
a
most
nerd
people
game.
Would have done and been like, hey, nerd, sorry you lost your baseball cards.
Yeah, because unfortunately that's been the case in the past for a lot of these stuff. Write it off as, okay, yeah, we have it as a pending, you know, investigation happens, we'll let you know. And most of the time for these, you know, a lot of these players.
Because, by the way, they gave Tom Hayde the option of, like, not being involved, and he was like, no, I'm good. No. Quote from Tom Hayde, though, the next thing he heard was the sounds of dogs barking and voices yelling for the men to get on the ground. Dude, they said, yeah. Dudes.
Yeah, I messaged another friend who's also really, really close with Tom, and I said, hey, did you see about this? He's actually with Tom while he was helping assist in this, and I asked. I said, nervous? He's like, no. I said, not, but they said in the article that these guys could potentially be dangerous, and, you know, they wanted to take, you know, the officer serious. And
right.
He's like, no, he was confident, and, you know, he seemed perfectly fine. And I'm like, oh, that's good. I'm real glad everything went and didn't have to get any,
And the whole thing was supposed to go down at 8 o'clock. At 7:30, they went in to all the nerds and they're like, listen, these guys could be armed and dangerous. There could be a problem if you guys want to leave. It was like, it was really emotional. We're going to stay here. We're going to fight for our.
Oh, no. I mean, a lot of those guys, they're super supportive. They've all been, they're diehard players. They've been for a long time. They, you know, I can almost, like, you know, you can go in and guarantee you'll see a lot of the same faces a lot, because the shop that, you know, people have been out with him all day playing cards or whoever else is working. And, you know, it's just a good community. And, you know, even though I'm not really part of it anymore, like, I still have to say hi and talk to people here and there.
But you got to take everything. That's why you get around. That's why I have like 8 or 9 of those Black Lotus cards. I usually just love them. But I started taking them out. I took them out of the card last night. All right, dude. Hey, Todd, hi. And that we were talking about him.
When did these guys get out? I tell him that too.
What's that?
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's and I give you tickets to see Chris Cornell. After that, Bert Kreischer joins us.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Heavy traffic right now. 95 southbound between Chamberlain and Hermitage Road, and 90 slow from Maury Street to the watch for a serious accident. Main Street at 9th Street. I'm Scott Barnett. Richmond Total Traffic.
Sir, today I'm in tunes instead of your alarm. You'd love this kind of help in the morning. Fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits. But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an egg McMuffin freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations are... Participation may vary.
Listen to your taste bud. Like when they tell you to get cola from McDonald's, and then you realize it's just a dollar. Or when they tell you to get one more cola behind you, and then you cop. Taste buds deserve a bro hug right now. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's.
Isn't it time you showed you? Enjoy any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea from McDonald's for just $1. Participation may vary.
What easier when you have a Ram M1500? Knows the best fishing spot, the beaten path. And when you've got a Ram 1500 with best in class 29 highway, you can discover those digging holes before anyone else does. Bad news for fish, great news for you. It's that kind of uncompromising that has more people driving Ram for. Join us now during the Discover event. Now get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $2,750 total bonus cash on the 2015 crew cab with a gas power based on standard pickup class. EPA estimated 29 mpg highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 model. Based on escalating total retail since 2009 through 2015. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers regardless of finance through Chrysler Capital. Rest take retail delivery by June 30th.
Only
only place to be for the best live music is West Broad Village. The Rock and Roll Summer Series at West Broad Village kicks off this Saturday with live music from NXS Tribute Band at 7 p.m. at the Patel. West Broad Village has fun for all summer long with great shopping, dining, and a weekly calendar of activities and events. For a full schedule of what's happening at the Patel, visit shopwestbroadvillage.com.
Gear up for season Thursday through Sunday. Firestone Complete Auto, $100 off any purchase of $500. Visit FirestoneCompleteAutoCare.com or see store for full details. Sales. Offer valid. Minimum purchase required.
Hear that? It's called summer. You'll be hearing it a lot with Virginia Lottery. We'll be at 8 all summer long. So on, you could win a trip to a music festival of your choice. Or go to VASummerJam.com for a complete schedule and ways to win. The coolest music, the hottest games. From the Virginia Lottery. Tune in on. Odds of winning prizes depend on number of entries received.
Summer is here for dealer. So are big deals on American ingenuity, legend, and toughness. It's why more people buy Ford and buy again. Next turn.
Everybody's talking about the All-American.
Summer at your local Ford dealer. Amazing, America's favorite brand. Big deals. Really big deals. Including big cash back. Low lease rates. Cars, trucks, and SUV go further.
Everybody's talking about the All-American.
Summer at your local Ford dealer. Save now. Get into America's best-selling brand. Claims based on 2014 sales data. Dealerships U.S. owner loyalty and had the greatest percentage of owners who returned to market and purchased or leased another Ford in 2014. Ford.
Welcome to AutoZone. Well, AutoZone is the best place for thousands of brand name quality auto parts. The auto parts, a full selection of chemical and friendly helpful advice if you need it. If you need a factory, we require course correction. We seek Nevada. Also snacks.
Trip and save $5 on a 20-ounce can of AC Pro Premium refrigerant with hose and gauge. Restrictions and details in store.
Now, it's in the morning on X.
After that, you get tickets to go see Chris Cornell. After that, our buddy Bert Kreischer will join us in the studio. He is at tonight through Saturday night, DC Improv. Get your tickets. So, Diane, listen to some news, please.
Story we were talking about this time yesterday morning. A man died, crashed through the wall of a garage in New Orleans. That truck fell six stories.
Did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
You see the crashed out glass. Another guy who was working as a park in the street, all happening. He said you could see the guy behind the wheel trying to scramble to get to like the back of his pickup truck,
right.
And they just said he was enough in order to
get horrible.
Didn't have enough time. The Alford plea on charges molested a woman in Fairfax, Virginia, nearly 10 years ago. With that plea, he acknowledged that there was enough evidence directly admitting it was before him. So he's facing life in that crime. Meanwhile, in a separate case, abduction and the murder last year of UVA student Hannah Graham to seek the death penalty. A sad ending to a search for two men who hadn't been seen since they left the Rocklahoma.
Oh, no.
It turns out now discovered inside a van that was submerged in a lake. Authorities don't believe there was missing for some 16 years. The water levels had receded to reveal the top of the van in that nearby lake. Family members saying the two guys have been best of business at the pre-kindergarten together.
Right. I mean, yeah. By the way, do you see the pictures out of like Louisiana, like Shreveport and stuff? God, the flooding is horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
There is going to be who confessed to killings, Tom Pates, and that trial is going to happen next year. So there was a mistrial that was declared after there was a hung jury. The judge said a new jury was December and that the trial would be happening in 2016. Marriott says it's going to get access to Netflix rooms.
Really,
so they
smart.
Said you can sign into an existing account through the app on the internet connected TVs, or you can sign up like to try it out. First guests, direct access to Netflix, rolling it out slowly, and they expect it to be in at least 300 of their hotels of next year. Hollywood News signed on to join the cast of the female-themed Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, is it? Is it? It's his movie? Or movie? In the reception.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig starring in that. It'll be out sometime next year. Lester Holt gunning for big bucks if he's seen Nightly News job.
Yeah,
he wants the same money that Brian Williams was getting, which is like $10 million a year.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to get Brian Williams.
Saying he's got the upper. Do you have any other backup plan? Somebody
does
coming
have
in
by the
him.
Short and curlies. Yeah. That is true.
There was a very lucky man from Chesterfield County who won big, playing $3 million, millions ticket drawing. Apparently how he did it, he chose him numbers and all on three tickets, they all won.
Oh, that's really smart.
So he didn't get the Mega Millions, the Mega Ball,
right.
But he got all the other $5.
You know what?
Won
good
over
for him.
And two more of his tickets won each. And then there was a man who bought one of those 7-Eleven scratcher tickets. The winner promised $711 per day for a year. He won $259,000.
God damn it.
Sports, off-season news about Johnny Manziel living with a very trusted old friend of his former high school football coach, who's had this influence on him. He's saying they're going to retire LaDainian Tomlinson's number 21 later this year and put him in their Hall of Fame. That'll be happening at a game that they're having in November. Jonathan Toews, Brandon Saad scoring for the Blackhawks last night. Chicago beating Tampa, but that evens up the Stanley Cup 2 Game 5 set for Saturday night. Tonight it's Game 4. Of the NBA Finals in Cleveland, with the Cavaliers hosting Golden State. Cavaliers lead that series 2-1. That's sports.
Cool.
Call First Virginia at 855-2555. First Virginia can provide you with a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaned to a Visa card and be used anywhere. Use your line of credit for whatever you need online. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the fee has never been easier. First Virginia Financial Services Center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our helpful associates cash you need quickly and you can get started right now. Call 855-6555 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia Financial Services Center. Prepaid debt license from Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Richmond's number one hit in the morning on XL102.
Like it or not, best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All the whiskey and seeds just couldn't hit the spot. $100 bill goes all this all the way to pot.
866-2-Elliott-2335. Call me right now, you get to see Chris Cornell. The show's not until October 14th, but I will set you up with tickets right now. 866-2468. We'll take a quick break. We'll get a winner. Bert Kreischer joins.
Like a tornado. Elliott in the morning. This is XL102.
Watch for a disabled vehicle narrowing the exit ramp northbound Chippenham Parkway at Jefferson Davis Highway. A serious accident, Main Street and 9th Street, crashes Jeff Davis at Woodman Road south of Mountain. Richmond total traffic.
This is the sound of real milk poured into a measuring cup to how thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of a pound of milk being mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl and it's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese with thick-cut bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. I'm at participating restaurants.
So you're sporting a brand-new pre-owned GMV. Press the OnStar button. Push it. Do it. You'll get 3 months on us. A free trial of including automatic help in a crash it checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Or shut in and ask for 3 months free.
Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
People come to Diamonds Direct for value and unrivaled, but what impresses them even more is our after-season guarantees. It starts with a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee and a 90-day nationwide price guarantee. We want you to not be stuck with it. Then we give you free maintenance for life on any purchase. Ring sizing, free. Rhodium finish, free. Free. New prongs, free. Need a stone tightened? No charge. No charge. You finally knock out an accent diamond. Diamonds Direct will replace it at no charge. See what other stores charge you for. We give you free. And while we require you to have your jewelry constant with a warranty intact, Diamonds Direct and are not required. And when you're ready to upgrade that diamond, we'll give you 110% of your original purchase price toward the new stone. That's 10% guaranteed appreciation when you trade in for a larger Direct. Extraordinary during and after the sale. Short Pump Wester from Whole Foods.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, I should have known just how many times he had in mind. I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I've been saving people money on car insurance for years. 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond. Now I know. And that ops. Yes.
Over 75 years of service.
Now that you know GEICO has a local agent in your area, let me expand more about how they could help. GEICO agents run locally owned and operated businesses, your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, boat, the GEICO insurance agents will save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And see you.
GEICO. GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Jeff Buick, GMC in Richmond, Logan, I-64 in Short Pump. Our service department is now today. You can see over 8,000 vehicles available on HendrickRichmond.com. And don't miss select Chevrolets right now.
Opportunity for you to learn how to grow your business. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't. All you have to do is at iHeart.com. Get ideas, advice, and prices. That's iHeartRichmond.com.
Wouldn't it be your company's marketing genius? Click iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
The top, the elevating. WWDC, Washington. WRXL, Richmond. FM.
In this guise, there's no one knows how lies in the sun in mass grace, boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black air, call my name through the cream and the you said, black hole sun.
To Elliot, 866-235-5468. Hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Sean.
Well, I am going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Chris Cornell October the 14th. So if you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you. Hold tight for
me. Man.
You got it. 1 second, please. DC Improv tonight through Saturday night.
You know, for like a week, I think what music are you guys going to play when I get here? I bait Tyler,
right?
And go because I like hearing this song. Like I like this song. Cheer me up. It'll get me into like what I was thinking about.
What's that?
Movie Lost Boys.
Keeper Sutherland.
Yeah. Sure. And remember the song In Excess did. On Lost Boys?
Which one was it, though?
Ready? Is it gonna be us? I'm really good at and this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna make love to you, cause I feel good tonight. It's gonna be right.
I'm not a vampire. You know, you know the song, right? Right? You gotta know this song.
You just said it.
I was saying
good time.
Yeah, good time. It's good time. It's good time. It's good times. And I wanted to bait Kate Monk so it would cheer me up. Cause that's music just is about cheering me up. It's just about cheering me up, honestly.
Right.
I swear to God, I've been listening to Creed pretty hard. Higher is a great song. Look, we have crapped on that band too far, too long.
Okay, I'll give you that.
They say that. You know what I was gonna say. Don't say it.
Don't say it.
I've learned that.
The Beatles of our time.
No, there are people that I look at these, don't watch people fall.
Right.
Some people like just watching people fall.
Right.
And that's what we,
right.
They didn't do anything to us. Spirit shirt and leather pants, it didn't belong in, I agree. But we just wanted to watch them fail.
Right.
That's a good song.
Great
Arms
song.
Wide Open is a great song.
No problem. I mean, the other band that falls in that back.
I've never listened to that. the guy's face is weird, right? Right? Am I right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But
okay, like, let's back to what we're talking about right now. I'm going to say this out loud.
Can I ask you this? How much do you drink on both legs of the flight?
That's why are we talking about this? Do we raise kids together? No. Did my daughter bring it up to you? Why are we talking about this?
No, because
a lot.
I was very, very concerned because all day.
Don't be concerned losing our friendship.
No.
Motorcycles. I don't like these smoke cigarettes.
No, because all day I knew that you were. What are you doing?
Opening a beer.
Oh, the all day yesterday. Like you. What time did you leave? East Coast time, what time did you leave Maui yet?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I left Maui time. I started drinking at noon Maui time.
And you started drinking tequila and soda.
Tequila and sodas. It's my new drink. It's so, it's the adult. I'm a MMA fighter. Me. Do you know Mike Dolce?
Oh, MMA
guy. He trains Ronda Rousey. He trained like he's a dietitian for everyone.
Right.
And he literally, like, you know you're getting fat when a dietitian. How's everything doing? Are you okay?
Wait, so he didn't reach out on this diet. He reached out to you.
He reached out last night and was like, how's everything going? And I was like, up, if we're talking about my weight. I think, and he's like, let me help.
Okay. Wait, so that's going to be your guy now?
I'm not, yeah. The problem is, he's not next to me when I want pizza in your hallway.
Right.
Like, I need to get rid of that. My problem is, honestly, my problem is dopamine. I am addicted to, like, booze, drugs, food. I'm addicted to saying yes. Saying yes. I love going, like, what? Butter chicken pizza? Who cares? Who's watching? And that's the drinking. Drinking, honestly, I can quit a million times.
Right.
But my problem isn't that I love that.
Hey, you want to go out and have some?
That's what I'm talking about. Guy says to me and my wife, we're leaving school, dropping off my kids. He goes, hey, we're going to go ski shooting and smoke some pot. And I was like, okay. He goes, what's wrong with you? You don't even smoke pot. I go, it just sounds like a lot of fun. Doesn't it sound like fun to you? What is wrong with you? Are you you must be a theologian.
Wait, so back up for a second. So you leave Maui at Maui time.
Yes, 119.
Right, so you fly from there to L.A.
L.A.
How long was your layover in L.A.?
An hour.
And then you got...
I had two tequilas in
L.A. I've never had a tequila soda.
They're actually really good. If you get, like, good tequila...
Right.
I'll tell you what, the difference between vodka to Medina, what's the stuff you clean your hands with? Steptic?
Alcohol?
No, like this?
Hand sanitizer?
Agree to disagree. It tastes like hand sanitizer, alcohol sometimes. A little bit of a roll to it. It's got a roll of the tongue, like a...
Right.
But I like it.
But can you say, like, can I just use, like I never buy tequila.
Patron's has been my drink lately.
Right.
On this cleanse that I was on. In Maui. Let's not even talk about my weight. I saw you look at my belt. I'm the fattest I've ever been.
Really?
I'm the fattest I've ever been.
I just...
kind of a compliment.
You know what?
Kind of a compliment.
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. Good call. Who's this for? I wish anyone could see that joke. Sometimes I surprise myself.
No, but well, now you're sticking it out.
No, I'm trying to be skinny. And he looks like it's disgusting. I was in Maui in a bathing suit. This is what I looked like on the beach, and I was like, I could see like age like 14, like sad, like below that. My daughter's 11,
right?
And she doesn't see it yet. But then my other daughter
Did she just have like some kind of like fifth grade or sixth grade promotion or something?
Great, big deal.
Yeah, no, dude. Could you have screamed any louder?
I ruined it for the kid. After I felt like a jerk because I went Georgia, and then because I'm not. Let's rephrase this. I'm not famous, but I'm if you know me.
Yeah.
Like if you know me, you're like, oh, if you've never heard of me, I'm not famous. That's me. Then you're like, oh, hey, what's up? As soon as I screamed, I went, Georgia! And then everyone laughs because they're like, oh, her dad's on TV or whatever.
Right.
I ruined it for the Mexican kid behind her. But luckily, his parents weren't there. I'm dead serious. Because I felt really bad. Oh, his parents weren't there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no. We're the only ones.
Great.
Oh, I am so loud. I lit up Georgia's teacher. I didn't know it was safety valve. And she parked in the handicap
spot. What is safety valet?
Why are we even talking about this? sometimes I start a conversation. As I feel like I'm starting the machine store. Okay, let's get back to what we really want to talk about.
So 14-year-old girls are on the beach, and they're looking at you like
staring at me like just
sad.
Like a fat dude. Like a dad. Like a real fat. Like, it's so sick. Like, they do the face. They go like, ugh. Here's the problem. I'll tell you right now. Hit the dump button when I start getting too esoteric, okay? Sure. There's a time when a woman realizes, sexually as a woman, not 14, that's way too young, but like, right. They start realizing, oh, you're not me.
Sure.
And they become powerful.
Right.
They feel that. And then there are women that don't grow past that. They just stay in that area, and that's all they know is,
their body is power.
Right. Sure. And then they get old, and then they're not watching Superman getting locked out of his house. Get in. How do I get in? And it's so funny to watch. I saw that all about ex hot chicks.
Really? I've never been.
Maui's beautiful. Hawaii is the most beautiful place I've ever been. That sound is just that friendly.
Right.
It is my favorite place to go in the world. Easily.
Were you there on vacation or were you working?
Vacation. I paid for that. I paid for everyone. No one said thank you. Not once. No one said thank you. No one was like, Dad, for all this, I paid for that. I love Hawaii.
So you went with, so is you?
For the girls and our best friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he makes
Did
more
you pay
money
for
than
them?
No, he makes a lot of money. Sometimes he puts you into rich guy things, and you're like, I can't afford this. Private charter to Malakini? How much is this? $1,200? Oh, whoa. We're going fishing also? Can we just cancel the fishing and just go snorkeling? Yeah, he produces Mission Impossible 5. I was like,
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. And he has got a lot, and he's got a drinking problem just like I do. And he doesn't expect to live past till now. So, yeah.
We shut in the door because of me?
No, they're painting outside.
Oh,
yeah, no,
my heart.
That's so stupid.
That's why I listen to you on. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah, but I still hate the company.
Oh, yeah, no, I listen.
No, I appreciate that.
Okay, agree to disagree. go back to asking me questions. I didn't realize how drunk I was until.
No, but all day yesterday. Why just don't understand what your schedule was? Idea to fly overnight Hawaii to D.C. Like that.
I thought it would be cool.
Okay, I went and got a haircut yesterday. While I was sitting in the chair, I was like, oh man, Bert's on a plane right now. And dinner, and I was like, oh my god. And everything I did, including when I went to bed, when I woke up this morning, and started the show, I was like, still on a plane this morning.
Just to trim your mustache when you're high. You're like, I bet I can do this really good right now, says Hitler. And all of a sudden he's got that mustache on speed. That's why he had that mustache. He was on speed. So he just trim up the sides. And he's like, a little closer, a little bigger. Then to cut my hair in the middle of the night, technically, is what I did with my line at noon and flew. Oh, it was a nightmare. It was a big, bad decision.
I hate flying.
And I work for the Travel Channel. Dude, you have no... I wish you could get an insight to, like, what I'm really like. Like, flying from VLA was 33 hours.
What do you even do it? You're out the whole time?
Just?
Yeah.
In Vietnam.
Right.
I'm drinking with people that is out of a hot dog cart.
Right.
And I drink with them, and then I drink at the airport. And then the best part is when you get to, like, Japan, you have to fly through Japan, you got to fly through Seoul, Korea, Japan... You just go to their internet place where you can buy booze.
Right.
And perfume.
But duty-free?
Duty-free. And buy a bottle of wine and take it with you on the plane. That sounds horrible to say, but yeah, buy a bottle of wine and bring it with
you. That's how you get through the whole flight.
Pills are my therapist. They just make me nod out and I look like a junkie. But I can have a couple beers and be a regular human being, buddy, and be like, I'm fine. And then if they want to cut me off, I just have that bottle of wine in my backpack. That's what, and it gets me through. And you know, I had a therapist that said, if you don't fly, then you have a problem. But when you're like you are, you're not going to confront your fears. And so I confront my fears every single day.
Right.
Look, travel 100%. I'm a guy. when I did Birth Conqueror, I was scared of a lot of stuff. I did. I hadn't rode a roller coaster six. I'm being dead serious. And they knew that. And I want to say that's why they hired me for it.
Right.
But I've confronted all my fears, and I think that's maybe, hopefully, what connects with the people that watch the show. Yeah, I am terrified, just like you are. Right. I never want to go skydiving. I barely watch your show. Right? However, I'm well aware of her outreach, and I'm well aware.
Right. And you also have that problem. If we want to go jump out of an airplane, we'll be stuck together.
Yes. That's saying yes. I love saying yes. I love that. I have.
If you say no.
Dale Roy Robinson is our EP at Tribal, and he called. He goes, "Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go?" I said, "What do you mean? Or where do you want to go?" I said, "I want to go to Zanzibar." It's like so magical.
Right.
I had no clue what kind of planes in Zanzibar. You can't just get on an American flight. You got to get on one where they don't do that. They're not even technically stewardesses. They're just people there. It was horrible. I didn't think of any of this logistics when I got on that I get to Zanzibar. It's gorgeous. Right. A lot of strip clubs. and I'm like, why did not, the experience. And that's, I think that was, working at that company, the experience there is worth it.
Dude, right.
Going to Zanzibar is magical. It changes your cultural DNA. Does that make any sense?
No.
Like the way you see people.
Okay.
You'll never see people travel like that.
Why? What's so different about the people in Zanzibar where you don't see people the same anymore?
Honestly, and this is going to sound to everyone that's like so pro-America, but like, given a plate of what you believe is Muslim,
right?
In this country, it's a Muslim, very Muslim country. I accidentally started walking around a mosque. I accidentally supposed to do that, and they treated me with a lot of respect. They didn't beat me or put a tire around me and light me on fire,
right?
Like you hear on the news,
right?
They treated me with a lot of respect.
That
said, that's very disrespectful. Can you please not do that? And they were just gentlemen,
right?
They were very cool to call them chicks. Here I am, subserving them, but the women with them, and they were simple. And then all of a sudden, I was like, "So wait, Muslim isn't the people that attack the guys, all the tunes? It's just like regular people, like my wife's like regular people." And it was really cool. And then you go to Vietnam, and then you see
everybody says Vietnam's beautiful.
Oh, dude, let's stop what you're doing right now. You have, if you're young. Do it when you're young. Elliot is too old for us. 12 friends that you like to party with, hang out with.
Right.
Go to Vietnam, go to Ha Long Bay, get a junk boat.
A junk boat?
A junk boat.
Right.
It's about $700 a night. It is magical. It is a 12-person, 12-room, their own captain, their own crew. They fish for you, they pull in food for you, and it is...
God damn it, dude.
The coolest of your life. And I'm saying that right now. It is your big, chill time. Now, call your friends. Go, dude, we're going to Halloween. I mean, you go diving, you go free diving, jump off cliffs, and you just hang out on this junk boat. And I'm telling you, Vietnam will change.
Can I ask you this? When you were crap, did you ever think that you'd be telling, like, recommending people to go to Vietnam and it'll change your life?
Dude, I'm being dead serious. And I hate to say that, like, because I know they want me to say that. They want me to say, like, I'm like Andrew Zimmern. Who knows who you eat with? Like he goes, "Where did you go to eat?" I went to Fleetwood's. I ate with Chef Eric. And he tells you all about the meal. I don't remember any of that. I'm a regular person. I go, "It was good. I don't know what we did." my kids are like bastards to like traveling. They're giving shakas to everybody. Like just shaka bra. Shaka bra. I go, "Girls, dial it back a little bit." Like they're handing out flyers. Shaka bra. Shaka bra. Shaka bra. I'm like, "Dial it back." Like, but that's who I am. That's my DNA. That's who I am. Working for Travel Channel is changed. Like, you really do become more of a traveler versus a tourist. Versus,
right.
Like, but yeah, I was bad. Well, I mean, you gotta remember, I robbed a train with the mafia. but that's who I am. For real, there's no changing that.
That is you.
Yeah, and I give myself nicknames. I'm being dead names, and then say them out loud at a bar. Lauren. I'm the machine! That's moron. I don't know if I've changed much. However, because I told you I went to Maui, I called up Fleetwood's, the restaurant that we
right.
went to. That's the only reason I knew all those names. I was just there. I called up, and my wife's a big fan of Fleetwood Mac, because Mick Fleetwood's place.
Right.
I called up, I go, "Hey, do you guys have any, reservations on TV?" And they're like, "No, we're all full." I go, "What if you're famous?" They're like, "Mick Fleetwood owns the place. It still doesn't help." But no. And I literally had to tell this to Travel Channel because it got that bad. I'm on Travel Channel.
Do you feel like a douche? douche when you're on the phone?
No, because I'm kind of joking until I'm not. You know when you hit on a girl? You ever
hook up with a guy that doesn't even like pleasure?
Jokes that you'd make? I'm doing that on the phone because I'm talking to just some chick who's like 18. I don't know who I am, and I know that. She's like, it doesn't help. And I go, okay, all right. You go, we'll take that. So we get four seats in the main dining room. We show up. I'm even joking. We show up to the front again, and I go, reservations for Bert Trout Chrysler Triplets. You know who that is? But once again, I'm joking. Like, I'm being over the top for my wife and our two friends. I'm doing that. My friend hangs out with Tom Cruise and John. He really knows famous people. He's
think you're screwing around.
And the girl's Chrysler, I didn't know you were here yet. Thank you. Come on upstairs. Takes us up to the rooftop.
Dude, you got in!
Puts us at Mick, right? Puts us there. There's rose petals on the table. Champagne comes out. This is from the shit to have you with us, Mr. Chrysler. And now I go, oh, I've really messed up. I've oversold the cow. I'm going to come home with a hand. He's going to be mad. And I start getting really nervous. I literally get very nervous. You can see it on Paramount. I'm really messed up. I'm really not that person. But I've been, and then the chef comes out. I have you here. And I'm like, Mr. Chrysler, like, I know the ratings that my show gets. You should not be out here. Like, I'm here. And he goes, The chef is like, it's such a pleasure to have you. We ate for free. We did a chef's table. Everything. They tipped our waitress. This is what I said. I said, I need to tip the waitress. He goes, Mick Fleetwood took care of it. I went, what? Mick Fleetwood is paid for the bill.
Right.
And he's tipped to waitress. He tipped her $100. And I went, does Mick Fleetwood know who I am? He goes, he doesn't. He goes, you should have heard the conversation I had with Mick Fleetwood explaining who you were. So I oversold to a guy who had to then oversell myself to Mick Fleetwood. Have I ever been happier? Then we go to a luau, and we sit in the back, and it's like horrible seats, but it's like $45 a luau, it's the crappiest seats. And this guy comes up and he goes, brother, I got good news. I said, what's the good news? He goes, good news is you're moving up front. What bad news? He goes, bad news, you've been wrecked. General manager took us. I didn't tell anyone. Did I call forward? Oh, I would abuse a celebrity. I'm being dead serious. If you give me a little bit of fame, I'll abuse it. I'm being dead serious. But a lot of those guys, like, I got friends that are famous that don't like being recognized.
Right.
I love it. I love it. I'm jogging in Maui.
Right.
I'm jogging. I am jogging. I'm his body unhealthy.
You sound great.
It's from the play and this chick gave. She knows who she is and she's listening right now. I know her. I'm wearing and I'm jogging. And
what is that?
Swim shirt.
Like, oh,
fat
yeah,
guy.
Okay.
Speedo. I'm a big Speedo fan. And I'm in I'm in jogging pants, my hat on that I have in there, I have sunglasses on, and I'm not enough, but I see this, like, Hawaiian family, like 12 of them deep, just all walking on the beach, and they got selfie sticks.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this one guy turns it around, flips it around, it's the Travel Channel guy! What would a normal person do? It's like, hey,
stop.
I'm like, this is what I'm talking about, this is the best day of my life, shocker, bro! Like, I'm a mess. And then my wife had to stop me because then I jogged past and then I came back to the pool where everyone was having lunch and they were wanting to get. And my wife stopped me because I went to go eat with them. My wife's like, no, people you don't know, hang out with your family. She's like, yeah, but they don't know. They kind of do. They know who I am. What if they post a bad review on Yelp? Do we have the AC on here? Am I sweating?
It's very hot in here.
Do you remember when I the first sweating aggressively? I don't remember anything about this.
You're starting to stream a little bit there.
Dude, I could use the burn calories. I'm a mess. I got to do voiceover.
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, I just watched the episodes that aired this week. I watched the Japan episode.
And Wisconsin.
That water park in Wisconsin?
Oh, Scorpion's
that's badass. Ass.
Favorite ride.
Ride looks awesome. Did you really?
And I talked to the guy who created the ride, and he said, the coolest thing about the ride that you're about, no one had done it. No one had done it yet.
Right.
And he was like, you don't hold on to anything but yourself.
Right.
And I was like, what? And he was like, think about them when you go down. You're not holding on to anyone but yourself. Like, when you're on a rope in,
right,
and you feel free fall. But when you free fall on a ride, very seldomly do you just touch your arms. And I was like, whoa. And it really freaked me out because you just, like, push yourself off.
You know, because, like, that little voice says 3, 2, 1, and it opens.
Oh,
and you go straight down.
Such a great ride.
Have you ever been on, a water park ride where like you're enclosed in a tube the whole time.
Dude, it's scary as crap. I get claustrophobic, and I didn't realize it until we did a. It's coming up, but we do it
right.
So it goes 150 miles. Right. But they harness you in. They put a neck brace on you. Then they put a helmet on you, so you can't move at all. And then they harness your hand. The 5-point harness. Or harness. Touch anyone, or touch anything, or stop anything. So you're
no kidding.
You're in a you straight jacket. You can't even do that. You can just do this, like baby dinosaur arms. and then you just go. And I started panicking. I thought to myself, if this thing flips, I can't get myself out. Like I can't.
Right.
Save my life.
Yeah, no, you're done.
And I told the guy, I said, what do we do if something bad happens? He's like, okay, punch it. But, like, those tubes, I get claustrophobic. I really do. I never realized that.
That tube looks awesome, though. Awesome. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back tonight through Saturday, DCImprov.com for tickets. Let me take a quick break. More Bert Kreischer next.
In the morning. Bleachers. The XL session from the Virginia Museum of...
I want to get better, 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 better. I want to get
more. See the videos and photos now at XL102Richmond.com. Come up next. Little Animals this Saturday. Straight session at the Capitol Ale House Downtown Music Hall. Keep listening to Win Your Way Guitar Center. Presented by XL102.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch for a disabled vehicle narrowing the Chippenham Parkway at Jefferson Davis Highway. A serious accident. Main Street at 9th Street. Crashes Jeff Davis Highway at Willis Road. Another Woodman Road south of Mountain. I'm Scott in Total Traffic.
The Nissan of Richmond.
The all-new Nissan of Richmond has seen change. But one thing hasn't changed. We're still in Richmond. Celebrate. We're our factory. Right now, get a 2015 Altima for just that. Visit Nissan of Richmond. Short pump.
Nissan Regional Sales Ranking. CYTD 2014. See dealer for complete details.
This
mechanic and Navy Federal member Jeremy Davis died copper's congested annular five clicks out.
Centrifugal fuel filter's the problem.
But when it comes to the intricacy terms and conditions, Jeremy's a...
Did you say rust? I can fix that too.
Keeping helicopters happy is Jeremy's thing. Helping you be good with money? It's the Federal Credit Union auto loans that cover 100% of the per tax title and tags. We can even help you refinance your current loan so you can lower your monthly payments. And there's no refinance charge.
Glad to like this bad boy.
You said it. But we will help you with your auto loan. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and see how we can help. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA.
Introducing Wawa's new cheesecake smoothies. So delicious and so smile. Indulge in a caramel chocolate cookie cheesecake smoothie. Pre-made smoothies or frozen cafe. So many amazing varieties to choose from. And right now, any 12 ounce is $2.49. It's $3.49. Treat yourself to one today, and you'll be so glad you did. Because they are oh so good. Gotta have time only. See store for details.
Wawa fans, now Wawa has an app. It'll make things even more convenient for you. Being such a great customer. With the new Wawa app, you can find a Wawa, pay with a Wawa gift card registered to your account, check gas prices, nutritional, and so much more. Wawa gift card, register it, and you'll be on your way to enjoying delicious rewards. So download Wawa Rewards today. Learn more at WawaRewards.com. Gotta have a Wawa. See store for details and restrictions.
The new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earns you a free night at overseas hotels. Get started this summer. Sign up today at Wyndham Rewards. Earn this.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum itch relief for foot irritation and its super activated formula to wet and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gross itch. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A sandwich, silly. I told you already.
Get two croissant sandwiches for just one. Restrictions apply.
People come to Diamonds Direct because of our extraordinary value selection. What impresses after the sale warranties and guarantees. It's 30-day no questions asked and a 90-day nationwide price guarantee. We want you to love your diamond, not be stuck with free maintenance for life on any burden stuff free. Rhodium finish free. New prongs free. Appraisal free. Need a stone tightened? If you accidentally knock out an accent diamond, Diamonds Direct will replace it at no charge. See what other stores charge you for before we give you free. While other stores require you to have your inspected to keep a warranty intact, at Diamonds Direct, inspections are not required. required. And when you're Diamond, we'll give you 110% original purchase price toward the new stone. That's 10% guaranteed appreciation when you trade your stone. Diamonds Direct. Before, during, and after the sale. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods.
And the XL 102 Street Team this Friday from 4 to 6 at the AT&T Store, 501 South and South Laburnum Avenue. We'll have prizes this Friday, 4501 South Laburnum. What's your new phone?
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save insurance? Call us today and nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL.
Can I tell you something that kills them all? Can I tell you?
Just your memory of the lyrics?
No. These were lyrics.
Oh, that's right.
Mark Tremonti would have given me the right lyrics to. I'm obsessed with that. He would have. For those of you that don't know, let me tell you a little bit about Bert Kreischer.
Right.
I was in a band called Giving Out Spankins.
Right.
He formed a band called Creed. Mark Tremonti was mine. He was my individual. He denies that to this day. I wrote it in my book, and I had lawyers look at it. That's how true that statement is. I'm being dead serious. That was my guitar lick that he would have given me. I would have written lyrics to that. I would have written lyrics to that.
Do you think your lyrics would have been as good as those?
No. I would have done a lot of, I don't know when a song begins.
What do you mean?
Like, play the beginning, Tyler. Like, technically, I would have been like, yeah. Real talk. T.O. for love for life. Drinking beers. I don't know what a song's like. I would have never started like, alone and working. Here's the other problem. Better for he was. The look. I mean, that's interesting. This is going to be lost on it yesterday. But if you go back to like 20 years from now,
right.
Like I was already doing the Eddie Vedder odd hair. I looked like I could have done the Scott Stapp stuff. I could have done it. And I would have probably put it into comedy. Everyone's like, cousin, cousin. You start me off with stand up. Yeah. And I'm not to exceed.
Right.
But like, I don't think anyone really appreciates how good Scott Stapp was. With the, yeah. You think the song's good. Like, I've been listening to him lately. The instrumentals, the songs are not that good. They're actually mediocre at best. But Scott Stapp added a lot to that song. Like,
you think the instrumentals
are... because I'm writing my own lyrics to my own songs.
Oh.
I'm tired of this. You stole it. I'm writing my own, dead serious. I'm going to write my own lyrics to all the songs. Those are my licks. if I held on to that guy for like a couple months.
What was the name of the band again? Spankins, that's right.
AKA Mantra. The Dagger boys wanted to call it Giving Out Spankins, and I think at that point that's when Mark Tremonti realized it for Life Choice. It's in my book, Giving Out, what's the name of my book? Life of the Party. I wrote about it in my book. It was the biggest mistake I've ever made. It's like to sit with greatness and watch him jam and then to see it as a threat and go, that's so good, we gotta destroy it. Like, it was so good, my sister's Brent Brack, and we're like, destroy it. Away from us. Because our mediocrity is shown. It's the worst.
Wait, I want to go back to Trip Flip for two things. Number one, the dude, when you were in Wisconsin, now I gotta stop
Nacho.
Myself. What is...
I write notes on my hand. I watched the Vietnam episode. There's notes all over my hand because I was really inspired.
Right.
Vietnam's so beautiful that I just kept writing jokes or ideas on my hand.
Okay.
Hand.
Okay. Sorry, I just hadn't noticed the hand.
It says 2 terabytes storage.
Okay. No, so the Nacho, yeah. He effed up his arm doing the snowmobiles on the lake.
No idea.
And the second he took off, because I was watching, the second he took off, I was like, he's not going to, because he'd never done it before, so he had to turn a bike.
Oh, it blew our minds. Like, I there's
how did
no,
you not laugh?
The time I laughed is when he went with the guide first.
Right.
His girlfriend.
Right.
And so stood next to me and goes, I said, he looks really nervous. She goes, he can't swim. like that's stuff you kind of suss out. Like, someone should have looked at that. Can he swim? He goes, swim. Like literally, like, again, said that. He couldn't swim. Like, what? She goes, yeah, not gonna swim. That's why when he got on that thing, he was terrified to go. He was terrified because he couldn't swim.
And what's the rule? You gotta punch it.
That was my mistake. I told him, I said, you gotta punch. You just floor it, man. Tap or snap. Let's go. And he just gunned it across the lake. I'm laughing now because he's okay, but
he was in the hospital.
There's a moment he came back, his arm was dislocated, and it was down by his side, and he came back on a boat. We didn't know. We had a no sound guy listening to me. By the way, I fell recently, like 15 feet,
right,
and almost broke my back.
Right.
The sound guys hear that all. They're like, something's wrong. And Nacho shatters his arm or puts it, like, dislocates it. And then they're coming back on the boat, low boat. And our sound guy's like, and you can hear Nacho, like, he's not on camera. So
right.
he's like, this isn't good, man. Like, this is bad. This is right now. By the way, I'm making him. But the best part, he loves sailing. Like,
it was, oh my God, it was like his thing when you talk about sailing. By the way,
this show is to show someone something they never knew they'd love.
He's ready to leave Arizona. this is the most. I want to be like, dude, you've not been in Wisconsin when it's snowing. Like, you're from Arizona.
Don't tell him about that. He's like, I love sailing. And I was like, Dad, dude, you should move to Wisconsin. That's all they do up here. He loved sailing. He was obsessed with sailing.
But you know what the most...
What?
You know how to sail.
Like, Florida State.
There wasn't somebody else on the boat, like, making... That was all,
dude,
you,
dude,
all you.
It was impressive into the headwind.
Right.
And I was like, all right, so we got to raise your... You got to raise your sail into the head. Kick it up. Pull it all the way up, and you got to be, like, there, and then cut it and catch the wind.
Right.
And it's like, wait, how do you know this? I was like, oh, I spent 7 years in college. You think I did?
Yes.
Seriously? I literally won the Florida State Regatta.
Yes! Yes! Dude,
are you kidding me? My chick, and she smoked pot and always elbowed out there and just get high and just sail around all day. And I was like, and then we were joking that stick song. Oh, she was great. Then she got a goiter in the middle of the season. I remember the first time I ever learned what it was. And I was like, it started, like, we hung out every quarter and I could see it building and I was like, that's odd. I was like, do you notice, like, in my head, I'm like, do you notice what's on your face? And then she, you might have cancer. She was like, no, what's a quarter? And she's like, it's just from stress or whatever. I was like, and then I started to remember, and I was like, time to grow a beard. I wonder if I have a goiter, I don't even know about it. She was so pretty. And then the goiter, obviously, and then, like, pass before the goiter.
No, I was going to say, the on Tuesday night.
Japan.
And
can I tell you the part about Japan?
Let me just say this.
Go.
Did you like the couple or no?
In Japan?
Yeah, the couple that left you to Japan.
Yeah, of course.
I don't feel like it. I don't.
What?
Wait, by the way, Elliot, do you think I could really go? Oh, I didn't like him. Really? So you really watched the show?
Wrote it down.
Kelly and Peter turned me on to something that I do now all the time, and that is a leg squats when I brush my teeth. They're like, you're supposed to brush your teeth, Kelly said to me, she goes, it's a lot. And I was like, I don't. She was like, and you also feel like I don't. She's like, well, you like, it's like up against a wall.
Right.
Squat halfway and then brush your teeth for 2 minutes and you get a workout. I was like, huh, deal. So I started doing leg squats. Stopped, obviously. But then went to swim with the whale sharks and our camera person. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Cause I wanted to ask you, you know why I hated them? It didn't go-karts through Tokyo and they're just like, oh, this is kind of nice. Gotta tear that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you gotta remember we're around like a million Asian drivers. It's scary. Wait, don't blog about that. I was a joke. But,
dude, the cart's riding through Tokyo.
But it's part of the show. It's part of the show that I tell everyone. I go, I always tell them at the very beginning, I go, if you're into it, you like it, just be who you are. Like, everyone always says, is it real? Do you really find the couples on the street? I really find the couples on the street. I really do. I say, this is very real. I don't want you to act. Because the second you act, I lose connection with them. Because I start doing this, and I was like, ugh. Seriously, like I can tell when someone's getting a secret from me. I can tell all that, and it drives me nuts. I'm a regular person too.
Right.
I want to have a good time with it. You know what the craziest part? You know, inside of that whole trip was spent. They met on the first.
Exactly. Exactly my point.
I was like
on that bottom boat on Rapids truck. There's like some squid thing that shows up.
Boat shows up in the middle of the night with some foreign.
But couple.
You know what? You can't determine like what that is. They loved that, and they came back the next day and like that was the best thing we've ever done. And I was like, on someone's floor. But you can't change it. That's what they like. So you have to put that in the story.
Right. No,
like,
that's fine.
Like it's. You know, you want them to like the thing they're going to like the most. Like, I think grew up a little with them. So I told them, I was like, I go, anything you want to do, let us know. I always tell it to them, anything you want to do, let us see. Research so good.
Right.
The best is that we didn't show on the show is that, did you end the show?
The geisha? No. Yeah. You go to some, like, theme restaurant. Like, you went to, like, Hard Rock.
I'm so sorry, travel, if fired. We've messed up a lot on the show. We're making up.
Right.
A geisha. Cause I'm obsessed with geishas. I read Memoirs of People.
Right.
So I love geisha. Kelly was under the impression that they were enslaved, sex slaves.
Right.
So she thought I had brought the institution and then brought a sex slave up to have dinner with me. Cause I don't have my chick with me. Right. But by the way, I just think I'm with a geisha and drinking it. I'm like, so now it looks like I'm just enslaving this woman. And then about to have sex with her. Kelly the whole time is like, when's with her? Is he going to do it in front of us? And then at one point she leaves. And Kelly's like, you're not going to have sex with her, are you? And I was like, no. She's like, you should let her go then. She's like, yeah, you're like this. I go, Kelly, this is like a regular person. This is her choice. This is her job. This is to do. And Kelly's like, we're not going to all have sex with a person. This is 2015. Like, she's not a sex slave. Kelly had no clue, so we had to cut this segment. She was so uncomfortable, but if you like watch it, just being like, do you want to borrow my cell phone? Like, but I wanted to meet a geisha. Maybe because I was into Kiss as a kid.
But the... sorry. The, like that flat bottom boat that you're in. And then
badass.
Dude, and then it's like a food truck. Food shows up to the
out
of
nowhere, like a country club. It was the greatest thing in my,
How good was that food, too?
Amazing. Food in Asia is better than anything in Asia. Like the food in Asia.
Right.
It's next level. It's next.
Go to Tokyo. I'd love.
Toilets are better than their people. The toilets are the best thing. I mean, like, I know that sounds racist or whatever, but like, the toilets spray everything for you. It's a hose.
Right.
Right to your, and right. It just, I mean, it's serious. I never use toilet paper once. Once. Cleans it. Just go, press a button, wash, I'm out. It's the greatest thing I've ever happened in my life. I mean, that's serious. It is the Carl Rogan about it, and Rogan's like, oh, you can get those? He's like, yeah. What do you think? It's also the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. Those toilets, I'm kidding right now, I would go and just chill out and just hit the hose for a while. I would just chill out and just be like, feels good. Really good. That's Japan. There's a couple of really good things about Japan, but the toilets are probably never. I know that right now Travel Channel's listening to this going like, seriously? We did a whole show in the toilets, and all you're talking about is, yeah, the toilets were the one. Yeah, the Tokyo, the Emperor's Palace is okay. But man, the level, you literally had the best experience. I'm being dead serious. I don't know how they then have that, but we got forks and not that.
You know, that makes sense. Like, how do we not, how are they not using forks and that? Stick with sticks in our toilets, Like, a bunch of just Neanderthals. I can't get rice in my mouth. It hurts. Man, Japan was pretty cool. They should definitely flee in this right now and be like, oh, remind us of fire.
Hey, when do you gotta take a break? And then there's a couple other things I gotta get into. When do you guys do the, like, you're giving away a show on Travel Channel? Like, where somebody
maybe,
gets...
Yeah.
Yeah, where somebody gets to host, like, a...
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
I know. I didn't know we are. I'm so bad with this. We are. It's called Travel Channel Star.
Yeah.
We are, but I, you know what's so funny? It's been online.
Yeah, right.
And it's been an hour special in September.
Right.
I think that's right. And there are, I gotta be honest with you. A lot of people say like Shitty on our network with, it's just fat dudes with losing their hair. Look, I get it. You get Don Wildman is gorgeous.
Right.
You get Jax Maxwell is gorgeous. And then it's like me, Adam, Andrew, the other dude. And it's like a bunch of fat dudes. And I get it. Yeah, I've never seen that closer than stars. Like, Anna is in charge of it. She's like, time for like a good looking dude. But all we picked are
slubby dudes.
We got, like, it is the best. I'm being dead. These are people. Tick.
Right.
That their travel, their outlook on travel is so original,
right,
that you can't help but love them. I'm being, this one guy gets bit by a shot in his travel presentation. Like, I love this kid. I mean, there's active chicks in there, but like, it's all just, oh, it's like lovable losers, like myself, Adam, Andrew, everyone. It's just lovable loser. I hope to God that we picked the right one. You know, like, I don't want someone that's like a generic TV show. I don't know what I'm saying. I just
right.
host it.
Right.
Host it and I just present like what I think is right. There's a woman that does a presentation. She doesn't even leave her foyer. Like, she's done her foyer. She didn't leave her foyer and she doesn't talk. It is so hilarious.
Oh, but it's good.
Oh, it's amazing. Her foyer and sold me on a travel. She didn't leave her foyer and I'm like, I want to travel. She's like, I want to go to Mexico and drink a mariachi. I go, I don't think you're there at the right word. She's like, that's what I want, baby. It is so, these guys are so amazing. I'm telling you. I leave here to go to Knoxville to the show.
Right.
I can't wait. I love to do. We're doing Birth of Conqueror again.
Oh, that's right. All right, let me do this. That one's empty. You grab the full one.
I'm not even close. No, go. I'm just saying it.
Let me take a quick break. Bert is at the Improv tonight through Saturday.
When are you talking about Todd Glass?
I made it through one page. Half of the notes. All right, let me take a quick break. It's Elliot.
Elliot in the morning. XL102.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of us.
So it's important to always...
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew
Shine, Tyler.
BK, did you drink my Dew Shine?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
Glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay. Okay, BK, I know it's hard to make with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
Anyways.
More bottles of Dew Shine in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Well, hey, I still got five bottles in my jacket.
Left in the back of my amplifier.
Drank them.
Behind Dew Shine, you gotta do a better job of it.
Like I
shine. That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
Dude, clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew douche. Think legally for the first time.
We're fueling a generation and celebrating a way of living. Dew, Dew Shine. Smooth, old school citrus kick. Grab Mountain Dew, Dew Shine today at Crow Dew Shine. Available legally.
Hey, it's Elliot for my friends. If you're anything like me, you like things fast. The faster, the better. Last sure to get into G-Force carts, and they're fast. Get in one today. Last quarter-mile indoor track full of twists and turns. Awesome. You'll feel the engine. You'll even get that little pit in your stomach as you race. Fake their authentic racing experience. Off skills or try to improve on them. Go to G-Force Carts and tell them Elliot sent you.
Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, located off I-64 in Short Park. Now open on now and on Saturdays. You can vehicles available on HendrickRichmond.com. 15% off select Chevrolets right now.
Right now, the consumer opinion for cigar smokers between the ages of 21 and 4 smoke wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in $150. And now register with us on our new website, Consumer Opinion.
Weeks after your accident, time from work, will you still from your injuries?
Or the strain of missing paychecks?
Will you be paying the price for someone else's bad decision?
Now, we know that a personal injury can affect the rest of your life, and we've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Alan and S.
Call 388-7150 today for a free consultation.
Veteran Vapors of Ashland help you say goodbye to winter and hello to refreshing new juice flavors. First, stop in and Shoddocks, and now offering O flavors. Veteran Vapors of Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. 15% off your purchase of $25 or more. Owned and operated by Veteran Community. Veteran Vapors, Vapors of Ashland. Locate on Fo, call 299-29. Zero. Follow us on Facebook or go to veteranvapors.net.
Be there for Food City Stadium. The party starts at 5:30 with legendary tacos, fresh sandwiches, authentic Greek fare, burgers, barbecue, and craft beer on tap. And pro kicks off at 7. Get tickets at Ticker.
Summer's in full swing at Capital Ale House. Summer beers from Virginia brewers are on tap. Dine outside on Cap Ale's scenic patios. The kitten every night until 1 a.m. Spend the Ale House downtown Innsbruck in Midlothian. More at CapitalAleHouse.com.
Life's easier when you have a Ram 15. Everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones far off the beaten path. And when you've got a Ram 1500 with best-in-class Twyway, you can discover those faraway goldmine fishing holes before anyone does. Bad news for fish, great news for you. It's that kind of uncompromising commercial that more people driving Ram ever before. Join us now during the Discover event. Now send financing for 60 months, plus $2,750 total bonus cash on the 2015 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with a gas-powered engine. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x, based on escalating total retail sales of calendar years 2009 through 2015. Zero for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for well-qualified buyers, regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by June 30th.
Boarding a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle, you notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. It's on us. A free choices, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer OnStar Inactive G2G. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer system limitations.
In the morning, XL102.
Sure, you've never been more what?
More impressed by one thing in my entire life. The Dave Grohl, the ride thing.
Right.
I saw that on, like, knew that I knew you and I could. I was like, hey, I'm famous. Wanted to do something more in my entire life.
We'll
dial it back. I watched the Bane documentary.
Montage of Heck.
And,
The movie, we had him on. He was awesome. Awesome.
That documentary.
It's so good, right?
It was so good. And then but all I could see was like, I think I've highly underestimated Dave Grohl. Like, I've always liked his stuff.
Right.
But like, I don't think
how
I
do you
ever
underestimate Bonnie and then goes on and has food.
I gotta be honest with you. The Mentos, like I just,
right.
Like, when I saw that, I was so, then it's like, I've had so many times in my life when foof music that carry me, Foo Fighters. They're not like Eminem. Like Eminem, you listen to his inspiring music, like spit up on his shirt. What the thing?
Lose Yourself.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Lose Yourself. You listen to Lose Yourself, and you can't like say you get done a great audition. Or like you lose. That's it. I did it. And Lose Yourself.
Right.
You can't connect. It's empty.
Right.
It's shallow.
you put on Foo Fighters and you feel that moment. You do.
Right.
And I think I've always respected Dave Grohl immensely.
Right.
Immensely, but I think I've always underestimated conversation with me spiritually. Like, I'm, and then when I saw that thing, I went, as for some reason, I saw that and I was like, you guys most, oh my God, I totally want to hang out with Dave Grohl. And you're like, he'll ship it out from LA? Shut up! Tell him to ship too! I was like,
tell him to ship too. Hey, I want to do the ride with you guys. Could you have girls ship out?
He can do that. He's already shipping one. Send him to tell him to send one out for me. I'll ride it with him. Right? We'll go twosies. Just put a sidecar on and we'll be fine. So is Jackie going in the back with you?
She's going to the concert with me, yeah. But I don't know that she's going to ride in the,
Oh, cool. I'm being dead serious. Like, it's the coolest thing.
No, it's going to be awesome. So are you going to do it?
Water slide that day. In New Jersey. I'm not that. I'm just saying that, like,
what time do you have to ride the world?
It's a little lackluster compared to riding motorcycles with Dave Grohl and then being able to, like, pitch song titles to him. Like, louder than Bert. I watched all the
things. Right.
Is that
Sunrise?
Dude, he's amazing. He's fantastic. And you
hey, love you in Sound City, man.
By the way, I'd be the worst guy to have on in a sidecar drunk, smoking a cigar. Tell me about the DCC! And he's like, enough. Let's speed up. What are you going to say?
In Bert's defense, that was the movie that Grohl produced about the studio.
Thank you. Nailed it.
That's about.
Kind of.
I couldn't let it go.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Pow, bring it. There's still pizza! This is when I want you guys not to. This is when I try to hold you here with me. Drink harder, faster, and longer. Beer? Who wants a beer? Por favor! No, I'll do that. You do this. Come on in. Dave Grohl's
a pretty... I sing with us.
Anna.
I'll put you in the promo.
By the way, I'd be the Jacqueline... Who got the motorcycle wreck?
I'm looking Gary Busey?
No, Jacqueline Onassis. Not Jack.
Jackie O did not have a motorcycle crash.
The girl, the hutch.
What?
Who? Not Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan wasn't in a motorcycle
stop.
Accident.
Stop. Guys, this is a bad idea. Bad idea already.
I can't change the name of it, though. Dave, Elliot, and Bert.
I just want to be riding shotgun. I just want to be sitting baby on, holding on to his ab. Another thing my daughter's ruined about Hawaii is that they were doing this, and they were noticing excessively. Dad, six pack. And like, I was so, I got uncomfortable, and then I go, Dad, you go, Dad, stop it. I would love that. And then, are you gonna get on stage with them at all?
He's doing a concert.
With them, right? Yeah. Okay, here's my pitch. Saying, their mother. There goes my hero. Na, 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 na. You are not what I see. See, I could be a lead singer. Dave Grohl, I love his feathers on his arm, his hair. He still has his hair. That's what's sad about Kurt Cobain is, you know, he looks. Can you imagine Kurt Cobain, but like looking like the dude?
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to think of the guy, but I can't think of his name. Are you cool? Are you cool? From, are you cool? Never mind.
Michael Douglas?
No, yeah, it's Michael Douglas. It's Michael Douglas. That's exactly what I meant. Diane, you want a drink?
Okay.
What are you doing? What are you doing in your life? We have to work tonight.
That's right. You have to work tonight, tomorrow
I have one
night.
Show tonight. I have to.
Ryan. I gotta tell you, you're, what I was gonna start at the very beginning. I was very concerned with you going back-to-back flights from Hawaii to LA, LA to DC. Go ahead, that's fine. I'm surprised how, like, with it you are.
Yeah. I'm on top of it. I feel like I'm.
That's the, Here's the other thing that, okay, so if you want to invite yourself to our motorcycle ride.
So badly do.
Okay, what is two of yours? When you have your sleepover at Todd Glass's house,
that's
what I want to come over for.
Great.
How awesome would that be? Because we like Todd. We love Todd.
Oh, he's the best.
He's great. He was great on the podcast.
The best part is that my wife was doing t-shirts. Right. I sell t-shirts. My wife was doing the t-shirts on in the grocery store to it. She would hear Todd just lose his mind about, like, marshmallows. It's a perfect Todd Glass thing to lose your mind. oh, this is the best s'more I've ever heard of. And she thought we were fine. She kept coming back and walking by. Ran in like a squirrel guy. Our glass is fantastic. I mean,
he's awesome. I love him.
And I don't want to get too, I know he doesn't want this.
Right.
He's one of the funniest human beings in the moment
that
you'll ever hang out with. He's all about, like, maximizing the taste buds. Like, just getting you to get to the, you realize you're having a great time. He would have made a great dad.
Have you started handing out hot washcloths?
I always do. Funny that he said that to me, and then I started doing it.
Right.
And I was like, I'll make an evening. Like, hey, welcome to my house. Here's wash. And you literally watch someone like calm down and go. If you listen, it's on birdcast.com with Todd Glass. He really teaches you party.
Oh, completely. How about the guy with the trumpet? He'll just have the trumpet come out.
I cannot explain. I don't know if it's worried about trying to get chicks.
Right.
About Todd that makes him so authentically fun.
Right, right.
But, like, he's hilarious in the way he sees life. It's about the small victories. Like, I play that I learned in Japan.
Right.
I put a jalapeno in food. And then I put five of them on the table.
Somebody gets the jalapeno.
And then everyone eats it. And then someone's like, none of them. It's a great, great fun for kids. Dude, that's the way Todd Glass lives his life.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, I can't find out, I can't put words to how cool this guy. But, like, when we did the, I've learned a lot from Todd. But least of which is just how to just make things fun. I do radio with people that he'd done radio with, and they go, you know, Todd one time said, like, the what if, hilarious, like, I can't, he's the greatest guy alive. The perfect example is that, someone tweeted to me in our episode where him and Rory Scovel do the intro to the Sanford and Son. That's what you guys brought me on to.
Right.
There's a story about Red Fox, Vegas, it's going to run a lot of people, and the band was told to come on and play him off.
Right.
And he goes, bop, 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 and he walks out, and he goes, man, I am from Virginia, people, and he walks off. And I'm not even joking, he spent an hour and a half redoing that, and it was so, I can't express how funny that was. You know, one of my favorite things about Todd is we did a show for Showtime, I'm mixing up the stats, but and Todd said, I want to thank the staff here, all the guy. And it was so funny. He goes, I want to thank Daryl, Jason, Rand, Bonnie. And I was like, this guy's amazing. He remembered everyone's names at the very end. He goes, I just made this whole lot. It's just, now I'm obsessing about Todd Glass. The other thing he did is, long in Irvine, instead of giving them a light, he'd ask to bring out the vacuum. I mean, you gotta understand, there's very that can deal with that. Like someone vacuuming in the middle of their set. Let alone someone that asks for it. He's so high with Gary Goldman.
Right.
Gary goes, I know my house isn't very big. Like, as an apology, he goes, but it's really big if you pretend we're in an airplane. Just kept going around their house going like, airplane? It was like, that brain, it bums me out that brain is being subtracted by society that aren't everywhere.
Right. No, I get that. I totally get that.
He's so.
We go over and spend the night for like a party.
Done.
Yeah, we have to go. That's all I want to do.
By the way, no one's getting. Really? Was. I said I wanted to do his podcast.
Right.
That's all he said. I said I would like to do your podcast. He goes, oh, but if you do it, we have to do an overnight.
Right.
That's what he said. And I went, I'm children. If I'm in LA, that's precious time. But I'm saying, like, I'm going to do an overnight Todd Glass. Yes! By the way, like, not in a grown man's house. I was like, I'm in. There's going to be a point at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, I should probably go home. But I don't. I love Todd Glass.
But you know, like, I feel like I learned something. Well, I mean, a couple of things, but something that came up during the pot one. Bert, you're good to go.
Yeah.
The, was supposed to be on, or maybe, were you supposed to be on Last Comic Standing?
I was on Last Comic Standing too.
No, you weren't?
Yeah, I was.
No.
I definitely was.
Hot season?
100%.
Were you on the TV?
Yeah, I was on the TV.
Do you remember him from that season? Not at all.
Then I'm lying. You're right.
Wait, you guys remember him? Because going way back, I was coming in. Diane hated Todd Glass because she was.
You have no idea.
Last Comic Stand.
Funny he was off camera. Take apart everything that everyone was doing on camera. He would pull it apart
and say Wally. Oh, I guess what? I'm not wearing an American flag shirt like Ant. And everyone would just lose their mind because he would say what we were all thinking. But it was none of the stuff you used. He was the funniest guy. I talked about this on the podcast, but the stewardesses from American Airlines to say, guys, I know you guys, we have a bunch of contestants from last on Todd Glass
succeed. No, that's right.
Like, he was so funny. Yeah, I was on Last Comic Standing 2. It would air
the day. Was there something big going on?
The Georgia Burr was.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and I was in the room with the doctor, and he came in and he said, you're the guy from Last Comic Standing. I seen you. This is that baby girl. Yeah, because I was like, I have a daughter coming. Right. I need this money. You know, like all this. I'm so embarrassed about me. And he goes, this. I said, yeah, it's that baby girl. And he was like, I'm delivering the baby girl. I just seen about. So when he started giving crowning. Crowning.
Whatever.
He said to me, he goes, my wife and I say this. He goes, ooh, it's ready for a baby girl. And I was like, I am. And then she was born, and then he goes, and then he said to me, like, we were sitting in the bed to the episode.
Right.
That was that episode. We're on, and he comes, you need the money. And I was like, I'm like, this episode. And then I went on the road with David Tell, and I was at the bar this bar is gone now, but like in LAX, and, they were sitting, 13 million people watch it, and everyone was like, you're the guy with the girl. Did you have the baby? And I was like, I just had her. And they're like, oh my God. Everyone bought me shots. I got hammered. Georgia was just born. And I left. And everyone's by, they're like, what happens? And I was like, oh. And I didn't want to tell you when I got kicked off. Because I knew I was getting kicked off. And I was like, I'm the winner. Yeah.
Last two things. You don't have to leave, but the last two.
What time is it?
It's 10:20. Coolest thing you have? The frame from Letterman.
Yeah.
Bad.
It's a highlight of my career. And by the way, I always say this. I love this, but like, it's the greatest thing Travel Channel ever gave me. Cause they got me the opportunity to be on the opportunity to have the man cave that I have. I would never have gotten that through. I mean, literally, it's a company.
Right.
And so the day after I did Letterman, I was like, I want to have these frames framed. And I'm sick. Gotten it. I'm just on Letterman. It's all happened at the same time. And Bert the Conqueror had just been canceled. And I was sitting with a Letterman mug to the man cave, and I was sipping a glass of coffee out of that Letterman mug. And I thought to myself, this is I'm so grateful.
Right.
You get canceled. And.
Right.
And I was understanding, but I thought, for the first time, I was like, there's no resentment. If I really never worked for, there's no resentment. I'm so, all the things they've given to me. Letterman gave the experience, the learning process.
Right.
I was so blessed. That Letterman, when I said that, a high mark of my career beyond anything. Like doing Letterman, cause I'm in, and you get to experience, and this is gonna sound creepy, it's that famous people get to experience.
Right.
And everyone, you get to do the Tom Hanks, like, wave? But you don't know. Does that make sense? But you're not, like, the most famous person in the world. So you know what I'm saying? Like
close, right?
Letterman, you did Letterman. You'd go out and you'd wave, but you go, I don't know them.
Right. But more importantly, they have no...
That's how I felt. And I wanted to lean over to Paul and go, hey, Paul, because I've seen a few people do that. And I did it. I went, hey, Paul. I don't know Paul. Like, me and you, you know, dude... That rock in your shoe that you recognize that no one else hears. All the experiences were familiar but so foreign.
Right.
Dave laughed. Like, he laughed. He giggled. And I was like, giggle a million times. And then all of a sudden, I lost my mind. And then I kept giggling because he was giggling. It was the coolest experience I've ever had in my life. I'm being serious. And then come off stage and Biff is sitting there. Shia LaBeouf is next to Biff. And Biff giggled. I said... What? I'm talking to Biff. How? I'm supposed to only do 2 minutes. You didn't. I was like, really? And now I'm having a conversation with Biff. And Shia LaBeouf's like, great job, man. I was like, I'll smack you on the side. Cut your beard. And, like, the coolest experience I've ever had in my life. And if I die, probably shortly. if I die, that's like, I'm literally like the neatest thing. It's never a car. Like, I was a Carson fan, but I was not gonna like a late night guy. I didn't want to do. I don't care to do 6 minutes on stand up.
Right,
that's not a thing for me. For me, talking to David Letterman. God, I mean, I'll start crying. I can start crying. It's the greatest thing I've ever done. For 7 minutes, I talked to him for 7 minutes, and it was like.
like, hands down. I remember the conversation, and like he was like, "Whoa, buddy!" And I remember going like, "Ah!" Like, he could have. I could have talked. Wanted me to tell the machine story, and I was like, "Nah, I think that's a bad idea. If I tell a machine story, it's gonna be me ranting to David Letterman. I'd rather moments are so much better. The reason this show is so good, I say that a million times to everyone, is that but you also listen, and it's a back and forth,
right?
Well, maybe I rant to you a lot. Maybe I drink a lot. Maybe. Here's my impression of a who drinks too much. Maybe about. All right. It was really cool.
So I'm glad you did. There's a book that's sitting on the coffee table. Minutes, according to Al Jorgensen.
Trying to define my drinking problem.
Oh.
Yes.
We just saw Ministry.
Dude, we went to next level.
We go for the Welcome to Rockville Festival.
Yeah.
So we got there. There was like tornadoes, and they had up there, and we got to see Ministry. The man goes, "Oh, I can't believe I'm seeing them again," because she'd already seen them.
Dude, Ministry, Al Jorgensen is the most interesting person ever alive.
Yeah, and I thought about him when we were there. Like, dude, how messed
up. He was. It's the opening. You know, it's bad when you're trying to say goodbye to your wife to go on the road, and you're throwing up blood. And I was like, I'm not that bad. I'm fine. Like, canary in the mine. It's amazing. Like, he did it. But the thing that got me onto it is that Louder Than Heck thing. Then I get onto this, like, Korn documentary. I'm obsessed with the internet. Get onto Korn, and then all of a sudden it's like, lead singer of Korn is
Steve Davis
is saying that he wants to beat up Fred Durst.
Right.
And I was like, why? So I walked. And then it's like, and then, Fred Durst, song I never gave Ministry credit at, it was the song that made everyone lose their minds at Woodstock.
Right.
And I went, really? Watch the song. And I was like, I should watch a Ministry version of it. What comes up is Al Jorgensen. I'm not being desperate. If you're into cool stuff on the internet, watch the YouTube version of Al Jorgensen about his heroin addiction.
Right.
And it is fascinating.
Is it really?
Oh, he's doing heroin on camera. Like, thinking about it, and he's like, it is blowing. Watching Al Jorgensen talk about, like, creativity and art, and it, I watched that, and I was like, I gotta find my... I tweeted something about it, and someone's like, Bill Burr just read the book on Al Jorgensen. I was like, I'm not giving this guy credit. I go to Minnesota, one of my fans shows up to the show with the Al Jorgensen book, and he goes, that's for you.
Oh,
and
then
the greatest thing ever! Started reading the book! And I leave it. I always have that out. It is such a great, great book. I mean, it's you with people that, and you know this, but like, you want your stars like Chris Farley or Al Jorgensen or these, you want them to, or Jimmy Page broken. Because it's fun to live vicariously through them.
Yeah, sure.
And it's so... I've been obsessed with this my entire life. Like, Sex Pistols, Sid Vicious. Like, I love that. I love that. I do it a little bit. In my life, I drink at home. I know where I'm at with my own stuff.
Right.
But I do catch myself getting lost. I do get lost in it. Just like everyone else. Like,
right.
I read this book about Al Jorgensen, and I was like, beer. I want to try heroin. Like, you just get lost. Like, you're like, why am I not doing coke? Like, I don't do coke. I love pressure. But I so badly want to experience. Like, what? Well, like,
no, but you know what? We have what we have all the time. When somebody will call in and talk about like really getting stuff, and all I can say is like, oh my god, I almost feel like I have to do it.
It's this. It's like Jimmy. I remember the Rolling Stones. Keith Richards. His book about.
Right.
He said, I forget the lyric. I forget the exact quote. And someone can send it to me, I'll retweet it. It's the most beautiful quote, because I found, with my wife. Because my wife, one time I got pulled aside at a mall to do shopping. and my wife just did not, that there was any reason. Why would you do that? And I was like, well, they recognize me. You don't know them. I said, yeah, I know they don't know them, and we know each other now, and we're doing a shot, and then maybe they'll buy a shirt. And like, I have this weird, like, I think because, like, Travel Channel's like a family company, so it's like this grassroots level celebrity, so you meet me, I gotta be the regular guy. Like, I'm being that serious. Nah, too much.
Oh, you know, he was too good for us. Right.
I go to Dallas, and I play golf with these are my friends. Like, that's not their friends.
Right.
But my wife doesn't understand that. And I said to her, Keith Richards said I forget it so badly that I'm going to mess it up. But
You want your heroes to be flawed, but then when you see the flaw in your heroes, and I was like, I go, babe, this is what this is.
Diane's going to look it up.
Will you look up this quote? Because it's a great quote, like, heroes and whatnot, but it was like,
hey, Diane, Google heroes and whatnot, Keith Richards.
Keith Richards, call me. But it's like, it's a, the truth is that I want Chris Farley. I mean, like, it bums
me
out.
But you don't want him to die.
It bums me, Carrie is friends with Tony Robbins.
Why does you care?
Come on, because I care. I liked him, Carrie. I liked him when he was, like, broken. Poor kid lived in a dumpster. And that's what I like, the story.
Right.
Then go, oh, really, Tony Robbins? So you got it? I like that. Like, you just sign up for a course? Like, I like brokenness. Like, and this is going to sound prophetic, and everyone, I'm sure I'll die young. I get it. Like,
you've outlived what you thought you would.
100%.
Yeah.
And happiness? And dude, I thought I'd be dead by 33.
Did
I was
you
like,
really?
Yo, Jesus. Come on. I was the next Jesus. I'll be dead by 33. Jim Morrison, me, or whatever. I'm blown away that think about Scott Stapp. Let's go back to Scott Stapp.
Okay, all right.
Scott Stapp died.
Right.
He'd be a genius.
Okay.
You know that. He'd be
Club, right.
Jim Morrison.
Okay.
You know, no.
Okay.
From Tallahassee. Right. Parents that didn't understand him. And him. We cannot argue. Scott Stapp's not a great, great lyricist.
Okay.
The next. Let's say Jim Morrison's still alive.
Right.
Sad as crap. Sad Taco Bell. I got a Menchie's coming up. Like, it's a yogurt shop. Dude.
Alright, let me do this.
Not going anywhere, right?
No, I got one more break. Diane's got to do dirt. So,
okay,
you're through all that. Alright, let me check. Burt Kreischer is at the Improv tonight. Improv.com for tickets.
Like a tornado, girl.
Episode 2, After Elliot. Richmond's alternative.
Now, Cap Center Mortgages can offer spots and great rates.
I really questioned whether Cap Center's low interest rate and no closing costs was real. I mean, come on. Where can you get delivered? They say they're doing it. We had closing document banked with for 15 years. And once we got the Cap Center closing doc comparison, when you $4,000 to $5,000 in closing costs, we just had to go with Cap Center. Zero closing costs, the competitive interest rates, and the service is just tremendous. I'm Suzanne Gregory, Cap Center customer. Cap Center's like a banana split with a cherry on top.
Yum. Call 1-800-804-960 or visit capcenter.com for certain limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 677 at NMLS Consumer Act Housing Lender.